Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We have cloudy skies, 32 degrees at our WDAY studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds light out of the south. We're looking for another mild day today, temperature-wise, 49 for the high, and I think we topped out about 49.50 yesterday, Chase.
It felt warmer than that yesterday, honestly.
I think Dean will be okay. I had to look back at what he was calling for. He was calling for 51 yesterday. I think 50 is what I saw when I was watching WDAY News at 6 o'clock last night. But, yeah.
He said 51, so we'll see.
This time of year, like, I get home from work, and I ran a few errands, got home, and I went for my walk. I don't know, must have been about noon, 12:30. And it's cooler, but then it warms up like 3-4 hours later when you see the warmer temps in the day, you know, like 4 o'clock or something like that. But
yeah, I mean, I know just the way our house is set up with it facing the west.
Yeah.
You get that, especially like in the summertime, you get that sun hitting the front of the house. I mean, granted, that's where my house is, the siding is like faded on it, but it's a different story. But it just really gets warm out in the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And that's why even when it's in the, you know, can't remember how Dean has described it, the lack of snow, maybe it is some of the cloud cover that retains some of the heat. But by that late afternoon, you know, my driveway, a lot of time when we've gotten snow, will be able to melt off. So mm-hmm. if I spread that snow out or whatever that's on my driveway, it'll melt off.
Did you not shovel the last system that we got?
I used the snow blade and got it out of the way. And then I had a little bit of a ridge in the middle because my parents obviously were here.
Oh,
and so then I kind of
spread
that out after they had left because it was melting. So
I guess we have one little pile in our front yard that's about a foot high. It's just a small pile.
I usually have some on the north side of the garage because that's the way I had our fence built. It goes all the way up towards the front of the house or mm-hmm. front of the garage there. So there's the door right there. So that little nook that the sun is blocked by the fence, and it's on the side of the house. That's
always where that spot, isn't
it? Yeah, and so that's the last to melt. So if the temperatures get warm enough, then that will melt.
Yeah, and I do see melting on our patio out here, our sky observation deck, that weather patio that Dean and Justin ever use.
But I
step out on it most mornings just to kind of look at the sky conditions and check out traffic.
She walks up there and she'll go, ooh. It's cold.
Till the day I get locked out of it. That would not be a good thing. Cloudy again. We have 32 degrees at our WDAY studios. West Fargo firefighters battled a blaze at Eagle Auto Parts at 1721 Main Avenue early this morning. Fire was reported around 1:45. Crews found 3 vehicles on fire and put out the flames. No buildings were damaged. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Crookston man was hurt in a crash on I-29 in Trail County just before 5 last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man was driving a Suburban that left the interstate near Reynolds and struck a bridge pillar head-on. He suffered severe injuries and was taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash remains under investigation. A man's been charged in connection with a murder that happened in Larimore last month. Police were called to a home on a report of a shooting and found a man and woman who had been shot inside the house. 64-year-old Jamie Holwiger died at the scene while the woman survived and was able to call 911. Investigators quickly developed 43-year-old Troy Larson as a suspect. He was arrested after an armed encounter with police in which he was shot by SWAT. He remains in the hospital and is charged with murder, attempted murder, and reckless endangerment. Trial of a Mandan man accused of murdering another man in Bismarck in 2022 got underway yesterday. Prosecutors told the jury a combination of surveillance video, cell phone data, and DNA testing will help prove that Benjamin Williams fatally shot Christopher Sebastian inside a vehicle at an apartment complex. If convicted, Williams faces a potential sentence of life in prison without parole. A St. Paul man's facing charges after police say his 13-year-old niece shot his 11-year-old son in the face. 34-year-old Martinez Lloyd is charged with illegal possession of a gun. Police say other children told the officers the girl was playing with the gun when it went off. The boy is in critical condition. And investigators say a man accused of killing a New Brighton couple in a February crash in Arden Hills was driving drunk and video chatting with his brother at the time. Police say Luis Eduardo of Minneapolis was weaving in and out of traffic when his car pushed the couple's cup into an oncoming semi on I-694. 76-year-old Curtis O'Connor and 74-year-old wife Karen were killed. Eduardo was charged with 4 counts of criminal vehicular homicide. 5:05, time now for a check on your WDAY Sports with Jay Stedman.
Thank you, Bonnie. Kind of a light night in sports last night. But good news for the local peeps. One of Moorhead's public golf courses is set to open later this week. The Village Greens driving range will be open beginning on Wednesday at 9 a.m. The course will open for the season on Friday at 11 a.m. No reservations will be taken at this time, with tee times given on a first-come, first-serve basis. I don't know if that's unusually early for them or if it's about on average.
Boy, I think we're early.
I would think so, too.
Really early. Like maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
sure.
I would think
three weeks or something. I don't know.
I'm kind of surprised the course is open, but then again, when we've had a fairly dry winter, maybe that means the course is not going to be quite as smooshy and wet out there in certain spots. Local quarterback Carson Wentz looking for that next Super Bowl ring. He's going to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I saw that this morning.
Pat Mahomes.
James's Sports. That's a big deal.
Yeah. He in eight NFL seasons, he's completed 62.7% of his passes for over 22,000 yards with 153 touchdowns and 67 interceptions. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, he was backing up Matthew Stafford in Los Angeles towards that latter half of the season. So he gets a deal now. Looks to be the backup quarterback to Pat Mahomes for the entire season.
How about that? What a big deal. And people were just, oh, he's hurt. He's done. He's done. He's done. Well, he still has life, and he's still getting picked up by good teams.
Sometimes the best job in the NFL is that backup quarterback, especially a backup to a stud quarterback, so you're never going to have to worry about
playing. You're still making good
money. You make great money compared to a lot of us. And then
they make a little more than we do?
Just a little bit. The minimums in the NFL are slightly higher than the minimums in radio. The Minnesota Twins are set to visit the Milwaukee Brewers for a two-game series beginning this afternoon. First pitch set for 3:10. Louis Varland will get the start for the Minnesota, while Jacob Junis will be on the hill for Milwaukee. Minnesota Wild are going to be back at the X tonight. They're going to welcome the Ottawa Senators to town. Puck drop scheduled for 7 p.m. Entering tonight, the Wild have 9 games remaining in the regular season and trail the L.A. Kings by 8 points for the final Western Conference playoff spot. Obviously, as everybody knows, 2 points for a win, 1 point for a overtime loss or shootout loss. So need to be efficient in these last 9 games and get as many points as they can and try and catch the Kings.
They haven't been amazing this season.
No, and James and I were looking at the standings yesterday, and I just don't know if they're going to make it, which to some extent would be okay, because then Minnesota sports fans can kind of turn their attention to a couple things. They can turn their attention, obviously, to the Twins and the start of their season, but also you can turn your attention to the Minnesota Timberwolves and their playoff run this year, because hopefully if Karl-Anthony Towns comes back, based on matchups, et cetera, the Timberwolves should hopefully, for just the second time in franchise history, hopefully get out of that first round.
It's a big deal. Yeah, they've had a great season.
It's going to depend on their matchup, because I know the other night, last night I believe it was, the Phoenix Suns were beating the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans are in that sixth spot. Phoenix is in seventh. Mm. And Phoenix with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, that's a tough first-round matchup. The first-round matchups that I think the Timberwolves kind of our favorite in would be potentially a 7-game series against New Orleans, a 7-game series against Dallas. Granted, they have Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, but it seems like the Timberwolves have fared pretty well against them. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. The Timberwolves are supposed to be the best defensive team in the NBA. Mm. So, you know, whatever happens in the playoffs happens, but I really would love to see them get out of the first round, because it's only happened one time.
Right.
NCAA March Madness continued on last night. Bonnie and I both stayed up late.
We did.
Quote, unquote, late, and watched the Iowa-LSU game. Caitlin Clark.
She was on fire.
I mean, I understand kind of the national narrative where there's certain different parts of the country. Certain people see that matchup, and there is a difference in the way the two teams are constructed. LSU is a bigger, more physical team.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of African.
They'll take you down.
A lot of African-American females on that team. Iowa, perimeter oriented team, a lot of kind of white Midwestern girls on the team, so I understand where there's that narrative. But it was a contrast to styles last night, and it was tied at halftime. Angel Reese, a little disappointed that she tweaked her ankle and was not 100%, but she still ended with 17 points and 20 rebounds.
She's tough to defend.
And then Caitlin Clark, she had 40 points. I think she had either 11 or 12 assists last night. And those, what's underrated about her are those passes ahead. How she gets the ball and
people.
She sees her teammate running up in front. Gets at one point they did the math. I don't know how they can do it on the screen. One of them was a 55-foot pass to her teammate, hitting them in stride for a layup.
And she goes through traffic oftentimes. Yeah. There'll be two, three defenders, and boom, she sees it, and there's a little path there and gets it through.
A lot of times when you see Caitlin Clark and what she does, you think of her, in basketball terms, you think of her as the off guard, the shooting guard. But she gets the ball in her hands a lot. She's more of a combo guard than you think. She's more point guard than you really realize because she's handling the ball a lot, and she can handle the ball very well. She'll get that spin move into the lane. They kind of pointed out last night, if she's going to her right, she wants to get in the lane and drive. If she goes to her left, she's setting you up for that 20, 23, 25, 28, 30-foot jump shot that she knocks down regularly.
Was it 9 three-pointers? 9 or 11? I knew I Googled it.
I remember at one point she had 6, and I can't remember. I mean, I think she had I don't know if she tied a record in a Elite Eight game.
She's tied so many records.
Yeah,
this
year. So I mean, she is just a lot of fun to watch. Angel Reese, I have to admit, her vision and her passing last night was a lot better than you thought. But obviously, LSU knew the formula to beat Iowa, which is to get it inside and use their size as an advantage. But they just missed too many shots, and Iowa just. You had some of her other Caitlin Clark's teammates step up and make plays last night, and that was the difference.
But that's how it's been all season. I've been following those ladies, and they're amazing shooters, all of them. And it was 9 three-pointers she did have last night. Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where when somebody draws as much attention as Caitlin Clark does, there is a couple different replays they showed, and there's 3 or if not 4 defenders watching Caitlin and where she's going. That's leaving her teammates open. Mm-hmm. But obviously just a great offensive performance in a sense from both teams because it's a 40-minute game. It's not an NBA type of game where it's 48 minutes, but it was 94-87 last night, a high-scoring game, so that was a lot of fun. And then I wanted to watch it, but I was kind of tired. Tired after watching
the next
one game.
I couldn't either.
When it started, USC had an early lead, and when I went back to the game before bed, checking the score, Paige Beckers and that UConn team got
who's
going.
Who's from Minnesota, Hopkins
she is
graduate.
From Hopkins, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They went on to win 80-73. I wanted to see how many points Paige had last night. She ended up playing every single but 3 players on the UConn play the entire game. Paige Beckers, oh ho-hum, she had 28 points. 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks.
She's fun to watch, too.
She is, she's going to be somebody that she's already stated she's coming back next year. She's a 6-foot junior guard. She is one of the best players in the country, and her coach heaping praise on her for being one of the best in the country.
He says she is the best.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that will debate it. I mean, you can debate her, Caitlin, Angel Reese. I'm sure, I don't even know the roster of South Carolina, but South Carolina is undefeated right now, so... you got to watch out for the Gamecocks. They're the top-ranked team of the country with head coach Dawn Staley, who's a former stud player herself. So when we look forward to this Friday night is when everything gets started for both men's and women's brackets. First, the ladies on Friday night. North Carolina State, a 3 seed, will take on a top seed overall in the tournament, South Carolina, Friday night at about 6 o'clock. That's going to be followed by the Iowa-UConn game at 8:30. Both games should be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Iowa is a 1 seed, UConn a 3 seed. And then Saturday, the men's Final Four, top seed out of, I forget which bracket is which, top seed out of their bracket, Purdue will be playing the Cinderella 11 seed North Carolina State about 6:09 is tip. After that game, it's scheduled approximately 8:49, should be a fun game. Top seed overall, UConn, defending national champs that has blown through everybody in the tournament. They play Grant Nelson and the 4th seeded Alabama Crimson Tide.
So another local connection
there. So women's championship game is on Sunday. That will be the featured game on Sunday. And then, of course, Monday night, the men's championship game. So great basketball this weekend.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Exactly. And you can tune into Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself. We'll recap the NCAA Division I men's hockey regional. No, we don't want to do that. The Sioux and the Gophers both lost. Whatever. It's so disappointing. Plus, who punched your ticket to the NCAA Final Four in both the men's and women? We'll talk a little bit more about that with James tonight.
There you go. Checking out your forecast. Sunny start, but becoming mostly cloudy, windy today. Chance of isolated showers or sprinkles. 49 for our high temp. Winds will be north 15 to 30. 30 the overnight low. Sunny, breezy tomorrow, 51 for the high. North winds 15 to 20, gusting to 25. dropping now to 26 for the overnight low. Sunny Thursday, 56 for the high. And Friday through Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, but windy all 3 days. We could see some showers on Sunday. Friday's high, 59, 62 on Saturday, and 54 on Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy. We have 32 degrees here at our WDUI studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds light out of the south. 5:13, we're going to have a question of the morning and a song of the morning coming up. First of all, your national news from ABC. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome. Thanks for being here this morning. Bonnie Mastotti, Jace Denman, and you. We appreciate you showing up on time this morning. Well, some of you will be late for class, but we'll give you an excuse. It's fine.
Why are you taking veiled shots at me like that?
Not you. You got here early this morning. Like, he got here 3 minutes before five. I always tell him, as long as you're here like by 5:15, life is good. No worries. You always get here about five-ish or
it, so. It depends. Mondays are a little bit harder. Yeah. And other days, you know, if you've gotten enough sleep, yeah, it's fine. But I don't know.
It's all good. You keep showing up, so that's the main thing.
Well, that's the only way I get paid.
I know. Thank you.
You're not paying me.
I'm glad they're holding that over your head.
I know.
You have to show up or we're not paying you.
I know. I'm like, well, I guess. Whatever.
I'll try to be nice to you today. Okay. What is something you've always wanted to do, but you haven't gotten around to doing it yet? That's our question of the morn. 701-293-9000. You can email us studio at WDAYradionow.com or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page.
5:27 a.m. Little Peter Gabriel getting us going because he was former member of Genesis.
There you go.
That's because I learned that on
I taught
trivia.
You that earlier in the week. Or was that yesterday or last Friday maybe?
Last week.
Okay.
You didn't know that? I think I did. I just didn't know, like, he was, like, the lead singer of Genesis. I thought the lead singer of Genesis was always Phil Collins.
Okay. Well, so. I guess generation gap a little bit. Difference between you being a little bit younger than me. Just a little
generation?
Bit.
Generation? Holy crap. Powerball last night!
Nobody won. Yeah, Logan went and bought a bunch of those. I'm like,
nobody
why
won
so
again?
Many? No.
Let's see. So the numbers last night. I don't think there's any way I would have ended up with these. 19, 24, 40, 42, 56, and a Powerball of 23.
Yeah, nobody won.
I like to spread my numbers out when I pick them myself, but it always ends up something like this. So you got no numbers from 10 or below. You've got 19 and 24, which are fairly close together. You get two numbers in the 40s, a 56, and then you get a middle of the pack number in 23. I mean, there's obviously no rhyme or reason to which numbers comes up, but it seems like the time you get a quick pick when you've got a 40 and 42 together, well, then you get like, 9, 13, 21, 29, 32, and you're like, well, that didn't work. So it's just, I got to find the right numbers. I've tried to use like, parents'
Everybody's trying to find the right numbers.
Well, obviously.
That's what I said to Logan. He was going to go get some lottery tickets. I'm like, whatever. Go. He's got money burning a hole in his pocket.
There
like,
you go.
You can get me one, sure. I said, maybe you should do like your three kids, your birthdays. Oh, Mom, that's going to take too long. I'm just going to do random. I'm like, whatever. But then he was all excited because one of the numbers was 6 and his birthday is September 6th. You know? So, yeah.
Well, that's the problem though, because sometimes when I think about doing stuff like that, like if I use my daughter's birthdays, well, between the two of them, if I did first month and date, then I've got like three numbers that are below the number 10. So I'm just like, well, that's not going to work. That'll not work at all. You're not going to have 1, 3, and 7 in random numbers like that. There's no way.
I don't ever need to hit anything that big. Like if I won
I do.
$5,000, I'd be happy.
Do.
I don't need
because then I could pay you to show up to on my schedule.
You would pay me for not making you come in.
I would pay you to schedule your show at a later time.
That's not happening. I like these hours. Get home early. My whole day's ahead of me. All right. What's something you've always wanted to do? Haven't gotten around to doing it yet. That's our question of the morning. 5:30, we head into the WDAY News Center now with Ty Schoenert. Good morning to you, Ty.
Hello and good morning. Playing the lottery over there, it sounds like.
No, just talking about the random numbers that pop up in the lottery.
I've never played the lottery before, but people have bought lottery tickets for me, and mm-hmm. I've won a little bit. By a little bit, I mean like one ticket.
$2.
Like, $200 on one of them.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, someone bought that ticket for me, and so we all split it all up
and
all that fun
heck?
Stuff. But it wasn't like a huge deal when it comes to these things. But yeah, they're there was, this is a long time ago, there was some lottery expert talking mm-hmm. about how he always plays the same specific numbers because there's some odds tied to it. It's kind of weird. But he said, don't do 1111111 because you're not going to get the likelihood of that happening on top of likelihood of the lottery being hit is ridiculous.
Well, one, there's only one would come up once. You're not going to get it.
But that's
an
that's I guess like it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's a better example. There you go, Ty.
I'm not familiar with this. Like I said, it was a long time
numbers
ago.
Numbers are hard.
Well, numbers are difficult.
And if that guy's the expert that you're listening to, how come he hasn't won yet?
He's won several of them, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, apparently won like 4 or 5 of them.
I think they do say that if you play the same set of numbers repeatedly, that you have better odds of winning big, in a sense.
There
because,
have been multiple
because if you keep
winners.
Going to those certain numbers that nobody else picks, I mean, you might find your way to win a big jackpot some point in time.
No, I swear I heard on our network news a couple of hours ago that nobody won, but I'm looking around here and I see results are pending, so maybe there's still hope for us.
Well, the one was one. I think the Mega Millions was one, and we're still waiting on a Powerball.
And that was a big jackpot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that one was over, you know, the gross, you know, was over $1 billion, but yeah. Obviously the net take home is going to be, you know, the cash now is going to be like half of that value. Plus, there's the fact you're going to pay like what 40% of it in taxes. I mean, that was the story.
Number,
that was
yeah.
the story that came out recently. It's
who
like,
cares?
It's
you like, win that much money,
you
can afford to pay Uncle Sam.
Million,
but
and
it's
now,
like,
yeah.
it's like you win $950 million, and then you know you got this big tax liability.
We've
known about the giant tax liability on lottery winnings for decades now. That is not a surprise. I don't know why they even bothered with that that story.
You'll probably be fine, though, if you take home $250 million out of the $950 million.
Yeah, I would think out of the $950, you'd probably end up still getting close to maybe like $300, $350 million or something like that.
I'll take one of those million. If it's too much to take off your hands, I'll take one of those.
I think the number goes down maybe by like 50% if you take – normally it's always the cash value now.
Take the money and run.
And so you get about half of what it's worth, and then from that you might take home 55, 60% of those winnings. So,
but if you die, there goes your money.
Well, if I die, I'm not going to need
any
money.
So you take it all right away, and then you invest that.
Yeah, I wasn't arguing.
I'm giving you advice,
that.
Mr. Tax Accountant over there.
Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
The likelihood of me winning the lottery is the one time I would ever play it, basically. I'm
slim
not.
And none, and slim
just
left
like the
town.
Rest of us.
Yes,
yeah.
There we go. So what was the question? Things you want to do but you haven't had a chance
to?
Yeah,
something you've always wanted to do but haven't gotten around to doing it, and maybe you will and maybe you won't.
I've never left the country before. I've always been United States.
You've never States. Been to Canada,
I've never been to Canada. Mm. Don't have a passport. Well, when it comes
I wouldn't leave the country if I were you.
That's good call. Thank you, Jace.
Canada is a safe place to go to. You'll be okay. Okay,
yes. I've always wanted to, like, I don't know, go to London or like go try and visit these places. There's a lot of places out there in the world that North Dakota is wonderful and all, but there's a lot of places that exist out that have different cultures, different experiences, different foods, which you all know I love. So I just want to try these things.
My parents have been doing more of that over the last 5 years or so in their retirement. This year, another nice trip with my mom and her twin sister and her husband. My parents, I think it's Italy this year, this August. So they've kind of done one big trip a year for about a week or so. Last year was Ireland because I got to kiss the Blarney Stone. So
oh, there you
that.
Go. Yeah. Both my daughters are world travelers, and I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I've been to Canada.
And dude, I haven't done a lot of like states travel even. I haven't done a lot of like flying in most places. I've been to a few airports here and there, but not really.
Well, work
major
and make
ones.
Some money, then you can take vacation, kid.
Working on it, Bon. We're
doing
that
or
best
have Maggie make some money. Take places.
There you go.
Yep. West Fargo firefighters battling a blaze at Eagle Auto Parts, 1721 Main Avenue, early this morning. The fire reported around 1:45 a.m. Crews finding three vehicles on fire. They put out the flames. No buildings damaged. The cause still under investigation. A Crookston man hurt in a crash I-29 in Trail County just before 5 p.m. last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man driving a Suburban that left the interstate near Reynolds and struck a bridge pillar head-on, suffering severe injuries, taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash remains under investigation. them. The city of Fargo not passing a ceasefire resolution proposed by Code Pink and Palestine supporters during Monday's city commission meeting. The vote was 2-2, with Commissioners John Strand and Arlette Preston voting yes, and Commissioners Denise Kolpak and Dave Papcorn voting no against it. Code Pink says this will not be the end of their advocacy for peace, and says some of the commission may still, quote, lack the political courage this moment demands for a ceasefire. That resolution, calling for a ceremonial ceasefire resolution, urging Israel to end claimed genocidal actions against Palestinians. West Fargo Police Department also releasing their 2023 annual report.
We've had a 6% increase of overall crime compared to 2022. We've decreased in crimes against person by 2.8%, but we've increased by 6.9% in property crimes and 6% in drug crimes.
There was also a 2.8% decrease in crimes against persons. Crimes also down 7% compared to a previous five-year average, comparing 2023 to the years between 2018 and 2022. In total, there are also 32,000 calls for service in 2023. The founder of Minnesota-based Social Media Ministries says state law needs to be amended to include exemptions to protect religious organizations and faith-based schools against claims of gender identity discrimination.
The scary part about this one is that this blankets all faiths. It's not specifically targeted toward, like in the past, Jews or Christians. This is targeting all faith.
Spencer Connor pushing for an amendment to the Minnesota's Human Rights Act. He says the law as currently written prevents his organization and others from operating and hiring in ways consistent with their mission and values. North Dakota military service members soon will be eligible for cold weather pay.
This is additional compensation that our men and women in uniform will get now when they come north to Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of them come from southern parts of the country. They don't have all the gear we're used to having here up north.
U.S. Senator John Hoeven speaking on a recently authorized pay increase to the previously mentioned and also Cavalier Space Station. The increase will begin on July 1st, 2024. And a new campaign underway at the Fargo Air Museum to save the Sabre, an old F-86 Air Force jet once used during the Korean War that'll soon be on display in Fargo.
And it turns out that the Fargo Air Museum's co-founder, Major General Daryl Schroeder, actually had time in the F-86 in France in the late 1950s.
Air Museum curator Max Sabin says the old jet is currently in Jamestown. They hope to have the F-86 shipped to them and reassembled in time for the museum's fundraising auction planned for September 12th, aiming to raise $60,000 to help pay for that project. To learn more, contact the Fargo Air Museum. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY and WDAYRadioNow.com. Let's look at our forecast. We'll check in with Bonnie Amistadi in the Skywatch Weather Center. Going to have good weather today, Bonnie?
Yeah, well, sunny this morning. We'll see it clouding up later in the day. Windy, maybe a chance of some isolated showers or sprinkles. Not really a big deal. 49 for our high temp. Winds will be north 15 to 30, dropping down to about 26 for our overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, a lovely 51 degrees, north winds 15 to 20, gusting to 25. Sunny on Thursday, 56 for the high, and Dina was talking about windy conditions Friday through Sunday. It'll be partly to mostly sunny. Could see some showers on Sunday, chance of that. Temperatures warm, though, 59 on Friday, up to 62 Saturday, and 54 on Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy. We have 34 degrees here at our WDAY studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds light dead of the south, southwest. 539, Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. What is something you've always wanted to do, but you haven't gotten around to doing it yet? That's our question of the morn. Phone lines are open. 701-293-9000. You can email us studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Susie says, fly with the Blue Angels. Every time she sees them, she has tears and goosebumps with a huge smile. I, as a member of the media, have had an opportunity over the years, but no.
Oh, I have good for you.
Severe motion sickness, and I'm claustrophobic. I'm a little bit of a train wreck. You guys probably didn't know that. No.
Doesn't want to do anything fun. Doesn't want to leave the country.
Things.
Whatever, Bonnie.
I do fun things. I just don't like enclosed spaces.
Cleaning is not fun.
And getting sick. I know several people who ended up doing this, and some of them were huge flyers, and they ended up getting sick.
Well, that's because you're doing stuff that you're not normally accustomed to doing.
They call it G-force or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they can get enough G's on you and
no, thank you.
Make you pass out or whatever. So
well, they'd probably do it on purpose to make me quiet.
Well, maybe.
And then wouldn't have to worry about me getting sick if I was passed out.
That's very true. I mean, they show you what they do, and not everybody is made to be, you know, a fighter pilot.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, it would be cool to experience, but yeah, I'm sure that probably the average American that gets a chance to fly with them,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to get a bit nauseous.
Or sick. I would get really sick. Yeah, they probably wouldn't have wanted me up there anyway.
Well, they probably make sure that you get to the little puke bag there.
And I've thought of this too. Vicky says one of her bucket list things, she hasn't gotten around to it yet, hot air balloon ride. They used to be pretty common around here back, you know, 25, 30 years ago. But
oh, yeah?
You don't really see that much.
I know there's like, isn't there like a big hot air balloon festival like out in the Black Hills?
Yeah.
There's one in...
I think Medora even does that. And then they've got the big one down in New Mexico.
I was going to say New Mexico.
Our coworkers went last, I can't remember what month it was. Like, say last fall or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. He showed me some of his pictures. Just amazing. See, I would like to go watch it, not necessarily get up in one of them things. It could crash and you could die. I worry about a lot
Bonnie,
of stuff.
You could crash and die in a lot of different ways. I think a hot air balloon is probably, I think you might be okay.
I think I appreciate them more, like on the ground, me, them up in the air, and, oh, aren't those pretty? Yeah, that's better. And then I don't have to worry about getting sick or freaking out.
That's true. I did see one of our listeners, which one was it that said they wanted to go skydiving?
That would be Waisaki.
Oh.
A lot of people have done that.
I want to do that. I haven't done it yet. I was told that I wasn't supposed to because, you know, I have kids.
Oh, I am say, is your ticker but, bad?
No, not at all. Ticker's and the good? And the thing is my next door neighbor is a skydive instructor.
Oh, okay.
So I know somebody.
Just go do it. You only live once.
Yeah, and so I've always wanted to do that. Granted, it goes back to college. Remember the movie with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze, Point Break?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Mm-hmm. The older version of that one, they did a remake of it. I can't remember if it was just for streaming purposes or what. But the older version with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves, there's a couple different scenes where they go skydiving. And they're these thrill junkies. And Patrick Swayze's group is actually bank robbers. And Keanu's a FBI agent. But they do a lot of skydiving and stuff. And from that movie on, I've always wanted to do it.
When I was younger, like, I always thought, man, I want to go skydiving. I think it's going to be the coolest. But the older I got, the more I'm like, yeah, I don't need to do that either.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. I remember sitting, and having a beer with the neighbors, that's the skydive instructor. And he had his other skydive friends there and they're all talking about, you know, their last jump or doing this or doing that. And I'm like, I'm never gone.
You should go with your neighbor. I'll come film it for you. I'll stay on the ground and I'll like film it. No, actually,
there you go.
They put cameras and I know like when you go with legit places too, they'll take video even for you because my niece and her husband did it maybe, I don't know, 7 years back or whatever.
I just don't know about having someone strapped to me though.
He's fine.
Get off my back.
I hope your neighbor likes you.
Sometimes when I help out, you know, check the front.
Do you bother him too?
No, if I check the front. Door when they're out of town for something or whatever.
Go do it.
But yeah, I mean, actually, when he's playing with his dog is moody in a sense.
Really?
He's a very moody dog. Well, I don't know if you want to say it. I mean,
he's a barker.
He kind of can be a pain in the butt because he's a herding dog.
Oh, like an Australian Shepherd?
Yeah, he's a Shepherd mix of like that descent, and my dog is kind of gets hyper around other dogs, so my dog and his dog don't necessarily get along.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not because they don't like each other. It's just that Luna is just a little too excitable for Gibbs, and he's just like, dude, really? Take it down
Back
a
off.
Notch. Take it down a notch, lady.
What is something you've always wanted to do but haven't gotten around to doing it yet? Give us a call. We love chatting with you. 701-293-9000. Email studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC.
AM, because it's still dark out.
It is, and it stays lighter later at night.
Which is unfortunate because that's when I got to go to bed.
You were up late last night. And tomorrow night, we have to host a little event, a big event.
Yeah.
For some of the top students here in the area. And we've got a swanky event for them. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's a good event. It's just I tried on my suit yesterday.
Does it not fit you?
The problem I've always had with my suit and the way I'm shaped, and my dad, he always used to point this out when I was a kid, not in a mean way or anything. It's hard for me to find the right size shirt that fits me but also fits my neck. I've got probably just a slightly above average neck, you might say. So it's tight. So I don't. There's some way.
Your shirt is tight and not your jacket. Does your jacket and pants fit?
My jacket's okay. And the pants, those are a little snug.
Are they?
I can get them buttoned, but it's not really comfortable.
When have you worn this suit last?
Probably the last time I had to go before
some court case.
Probably last time I had to go before what do you call it? Grand jury.
So like 10 years ago?
No, not 10.
5 years ago? Well, you look good.
Probably, I don't think I did it. Well, maybe I did it in that last year. So probably it could be coming up on maybe 3 years, 2 or 3 years.
It'll be dark.
Because I retired, a year and a half ago. So
it'll be dark in that place. Nobody will notice.
Well, then the other thing, too, is that the style of pants, then, I don't know. Because my style of jeans, I got away from the cargo pants and more of the slim fit, I guess. Not skinny jeans, but slim.
I'm going to wear skinny jeans tomorrow night. That's exciting.
They look like skinny jeans just because I'm bigger than the average bear.
He's not big, you guys. He works out all the time. He's muscly. He looks good. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So it doesn't fit real comfortably. So
nobody ever feels comfortable in dress clothes.
You have to tell me what color tie to wear, though.
What color is your suit? Like a charcoal? Well,
it's black.
You can wear any tie.
I know, but
you want to match me?
I would figure that I have to because I might have to change ties off the.
I'm gonna wear black.
James. Well, we'll be. Black, so I can wear any color.
Any color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
I'm just wondering if I should wear a pair of glasses.
Wear that clip-on one. You have a clip-on one in your office.
The other clip-on one is for, joke purposes only. I've got my nice zipper ties, though, so.
What's a zipper tie?
So, you know how, when you tie a tie?
Yeah.
And then you snug it up to wear it, right?
Yeah.
So it's tied. I've never learned to tie a tie. I had my dad used to tie them for me, then I would just leave them, right? So instead of tying a tie, basically on the back side of it, that smaller piece,
there's
a zipper on it. So that way you can just unzip it and take it off over your head and put it back and zip
Logan
it up.
Logan had one of those when he went to St. Joe's in Moorhead when he was in first grade. And so you're 51 and you're wearing a zipper tie. But you know what? That's good.
They look like regular ties. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's better than a clip-on because the clip-on ones will dig into your neck right there. So.
Well, we'll be the best-looking couple there. Who's Wysocki pairing off with? Janae will have Ronnie.
He should be with Bridget and Justin.
Yeah,
I wonder if I should crash their presentation too because I've been a co-host on that show before.
No, because they talk enough and you talk more than them, so get to the
event. I'm wondering though if I need to get a pair of fake glasses and put those on so that way James thinks I'm the sports guy and then I take them off then he thinks I'm on Bonnie and Friends.
You should wear your secret agent badge. Kind of like intimidate the students.
I don't get to keep the belt badge. That's the one that's on my desk.
Well, wear that one that's encased in that plexiglass.
How would you wear that?
Strap it to you.
Get some duct tape, strap it on.
We'll be the talk of the event. It's going to be fun, so it'll be a late night tomorrow night for us, but we're looking forward to it. Yeah, a lot of the brightest students here in our community being recognized. All right, question of the morn. What is something you've always wanted to do but haven't gotten around to doing yet? 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Mother Mary and Dave in Grand Rapids both would like to win the lottery. Dave said if he won, he would travel the USA.
Hmm.
That's true. You have all the money in the world to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, if money was not an option, I would probably...
sit on a beach drinking Mai Tais with umbrellas sticking out of them.
Well, at least for a while. But yeah, there would be some countries I'd want to see. Like we talked the other day when we talked about interesting facts about your family. I'd like to go to England and kind of, find, quote unquote, the homeland as far as where my family tree originated from, allegedly, and see that. Obviously, you'd want to, as probably your average person, you probably want to get to Italy once in your life. get to France, get to Paris, you know. Some
That's
of the bigger
the thing.
Ones.
It's the getting there part. It's such a long time to travel in a plane, and you're enclosed, and there's germs up there, and there's not a whole lot of room, and then you get nauseous. Or is it just me?
It's just you. We could put you in a hazmat suit and put you on them, and then people will definitely leave you alone.
Give me a horse tranquilizer or something, knock me out good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's a couple people with musical instruments, and yeah, you're never too old to learn. Mark would like to learn how to play electric guitar, and John says he'd like to learn how to play the piano.
I look back on life and kind of regret. My mom and her sisters all learned how to play the piano. And so my mom had an organ in the house. Not that it was the same as a piano. She had an organ because she played at our local church, right? And looking back on it, now I wish I had that skill. I wish I would have been like, Mom, teach me how to play the piano. Because I'd still remember times like my mom and one of her sisters would get there and play a song together at Grandma's house because Grandma had a piano. So it would have been cool to learn that. I'm so right hand dominant. My left hand is so uncoordinated. I don't know if I could play some of that stuff.
I can play a couple of little like simple songs, but I never took piano lessons.
I can play Chopsticks.
I can do Chopsticks and Mary Had a Little Lamb, When the Saints Go Marching In. But I'm musically inclined. I mean, I had violin, started as a third grader, went just till fifth grade because our orchestra director quit and then they dissolved the program. But ended up playing French horn, picked that up after I quit basketball, knew we were making it to the state tournament. I joined a band, ended up passing up four chairs, so I did pretty good there.
Oh, good for you.
And then I taught myself my grandpa's old accordion that he brought over from Italy. I taught myself sort of how to play that. I don't really know how to play the chords. I can play the piano and I can play, you know, the keys.
Yeah.
And then mandolin, also had a mandolin that I used to putter around with as a kid as well. So, yeah, you're never too old to learn that stuff. It's 5:56. What is something you've always wanted to do but haven't gotten around to doing it yet? Love to hear from you. Right now we're going to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel.
You know, you have to
have
to fight for your right.
To party, man.
Exactly.
You do. 5:58. Thanks for being here this morning, Bonnie and friends. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Demon. I was just reading a story too. You were talking about pianos and wanting to learn how to play. There's a story in over the weekend in the Star Trib about how people are getting rid of their pianos. There's even like companies that'll come take them and then, you know, destroy them and dismantle them and stuff.
Really?
There's just so many people that, well, that's the thing. It's like if you move or whatever, you really should have specialized people moving those because you can do so much damage to it. And what do you do? We had a piano, for instance, because my two girls took piano lessons from Mrs. Clamby down the block. She was a wonderful piano teacher. But at some point, you know, after 3-4 years or whatever, they didn't want to play piano. And it was just an old one that I think we spent like $150 on. And I had a coworker and he had some kids younger than mine. I'm like, hey, Curdy. I said, we've got a piano that I want to get rid of. Do you want it? Like, I'm like, if you come get it,
you can
like,
have it. Yeah.
Have it. And we were living in our old house, so there was just like two steps going out the front of the house, you know. Mm-hmm. So he came over with a couple buddies, and they took it. And then I know his daughter for sure played the piano. Whether they still have it, I don't know. But it's like, yeah, they're big, and to get rid of them, or if you move, and what do you do with them type thing. And there's just so many people that have them.
And you know, my girls both had to have, you know, a band class. JC took a little bit more to it than Jaden did. I mean, she played trombone, was good enough in middle school that she got to play on a jazz band and stuff like that. Jaden did 1 year of flute and she's like, I'll do whatever other class. I don't want to play it. And I'm like, great. I still got payments on the flute to
make. Oh, yeah. But, we had violin, same thing that we had to get rid of.
So, I mean, the interesting thing, and granted, you know, my high school back in the day, and granted, we started when we were in grade school. You know, you didn't have other options for those fine arts credits. So you played band, you did choir, you did all of it just because there was nothing else to do.
But that's cool. It makes you a well-rounded person when you have to dabble in all that stuff.
I usually thought eating all like a whole medium pizza would make you a well-rounded person.
That will do that too. Yep. And then there's some.
Yeah.
We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6 o'clock. We head into the WDAY News Center now with Ty Schoenert. Good morning, Ty.
Did I tell you used to play an instrument in middle school?
No, which one did you play?
If you had to guess, which one was it? It's pretty obvious if you think
trumpet,
about it.
Trumpet, clarinet, probably, or flute. I go with trumpet.
Clarinet. My sister played clarinet growing up, and man, listening to a kid learn how to play clarinet is rough.
Listening to a kid learn how to play any instrument
right,
is
I get
rough.
That. It was tough for me to hear, you know, JC learn how to play the trombone, but clarinet with that...
How about violin?
Well, so Bonnie, we couldn't afford a violin, Bonnie. Come on now.
Bonnie thinks trumpet. What do you think, Jace?
I'll just go trombone.
Flute. Go with flute.
I was a trumpet player. Yeah.
Did I guess right?
You did guess right, yes. I also, there was a very brief moment where I wanted to play the saxophone because.
Saxophone is cool. I wish I would have learned that.
It is really cool. And when I was thinking about playing it, it was along the lines, but trumpet ended up winning my heart. And I didn't stay in music too long. I would think it was like end of seventh grade where I kind of dipped out of it.
Yeah.
But it was still a fun time in my life.
There you go.
Have you been seeing these like. So
are you seeing things?
So not quite.
Aliens.
Speaking of music though. So. AI voice is really interesting because it allows you to take voices that normally don't sing and put them into songs.
Well, there's an ad for an app that supposedly can take your voice and make you sing whatever song, which I don't know if they could take my voice and actually make it sing and sound decent. That's for sure.
Or any popular movie or TV show characters. So one that's been going around recently is heavy metal Plankton from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
So this isn't heavy metal, but this is an example of it. It doesn't sound bad.
I thought there was a person that did like a bunch of SpongeBob characters and did a bunch of songs of it. But I mean, that's Plankton.
It sounds good. That's where the concern lies with artists now and AI and people impersonating. Yep. And there's all sorts of, you know, things like pump the brakes a little bit on this.
And this is kind of a meme, kind of a just a silly like, hey, it's a song. Yeah. It's a person who we know is singing Plankton from SpongeBob. Yep. But like, there's people who do this stuff. There's anime. There's auto-tune. That's a very small version of this. Mm-hmm. But like, it exists. And
are you watching SpongeBob movies this morning when you're supposed to be working? I'm telling on you.
No, I am not watching SpongeBob movies. But thank you for guessing. West Fargo firefighters battling a blaze. Eagle Auto Parts, 1721 Main Avenue, early this morning. The fire reported around 1:45 a.m. Crews finding three vehicles on fire, putting those out. No buildings damaged. The cause still under investigation. A Crookston man hurt in a crash, I-29 in Trail County before 5 p.m. last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man driving a Suburban that left the interstate near Reynolds and struck a bridge pillar head-on, suffering severe injuries, taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash remaining under investigation. West Fargo Police releasing their 2023 annual report.
We've had a 6% increase of overall crime compared to 2022. We've decreased in crimes against person by 2.8%, but we've increased by 6.9% in property crimes and 6% in drug crimes.
Police Chief Pete Nielsen also says that crime is down 7% compared to a previous five-year average, comparing 2023 to the years between 2018 and 2022. In total, more than 32,000 calls for service in the year of 2023 so far as well. City of Fargo not passing a ceasefire resolution proposed by Code Pink and Palestine supporters during Monday's city commission meeting. The vote was 2-2. Commissioners John Strand and Arlette Preston voting in favor and commissioners Denise Kolpak and Dave Pepcorn voting against it. Code Pink says this will not end their advocacy for peace and say some on the commission may still, quote, lack the political courage this moment demands for a ceasefire. The resolution calling for a ceremonial ceasefire resolution, urging Israel to end claimed genocidal actions against Palestinians. Investigators say the man accused of killing a New Brighton couple in a February crash in Arden Hills, driving drunk and video chatting with his brother at the time. Police say Luis Eduardo of Minneapolis was weaving in and out of traffic when his car pushed the couple's car into an oncoming semi, I-94. 76-year-old Curtis O'Connor and his 74-year-old wife Karen were killed. Eduardo charged with 4 counts of criminal vehicular homicide. North Dakota military service members may soon be eligible for cold weather pay.
This is additional compensation that our men and women in uniform will get now when they come north to Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of them come from southern parts of the country. They don't have all the gear we're used to having here up north.
U.S. Senator John Hoeven also says Cavalier Space Station would be included in that list. The increase would begin on July 1st, 2024. A St. Paul man facing charges after police say his 13-year-old niece shot his 11-year-old son in the face. 34-year-old Martinez Lloyd charged with illegal possession of a gun. Police say other children told the officers the girl was playing with the gun when it went off. The boy currently in critical condition. And North Dakota Game and Fish needs your help locating active bald eagle nests. Wildlife experts say bald eagles lay eggs in early to mid-March, which hatch about a month later or so. The nest's easy to spot because of their large size, and if you see one, they encourage you not to disturb it and keep a safe distance away. You can report those eagle nests on the Game and Fish website. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY and WDAYRadioNow.com. Let's look at our forecast. We have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, in the Skywatch Weather Center. Good morning, Dean. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Ty. And we've got some breezy weather that's heading our way. We've got a line of light rain showers stretching from about Bemidji through DL and down to Fergus, moving southeastward. Might mix in a snowflake or two with that, but that's moving away from the FM area. We got mainly cloudy skies right now with light winds out of the south. Those winds will switch to the north as a cold front swings through, and that will lead to some breezy conditions this afternoon. Currently, we're right around the freezing mark, 35 here at Studio, 31 in Moorhead, 32 in DL, 30 in Grand Forks, and 29 in Mayville. Looking at highs today, upper 40s to near 50. With those winds switching to the northwest at 10 to 25 and on the gusty side. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s with north winds 15 to 30, and another breezy one on Wednesday, but more sunshine, highs in the low 50s. And then we continue our warm-up into the low to mid-50s on Thursday and upper 50s on Friday. The weekend does turn windy, but it will be warmer. What about rain chances?
Yeah, what about that? We need it.
Yeah, I'll let you know coming up after the bottom of the hour.
Did I see on the radar this morning some rain kind of like southern Minnesota across the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
Metro and
little
stuff?
Bit. Yep, a little bit. And that's turning into a big snow event in Wisconsin. So if for some reason, I know Trucker Al goes over to Wisconsin quite a bit. Wisconsin's going to get hit by pretty big snow. So if you have any travel plans going that away. Pretty big storm system wrapping up into the Great Lakes, and that's going to bring a lot of snow to areas of Wisconsin.
Unlike us being dry, I mean, they got, when we were coming back from Chicago last Monday, heavy rain all through most of Wisconsin, through the Twin Cities, that they had that 8 to 10 inches, and now they're getting more precip. I mean, good for them.
They need it.
They've sitting better than we are with precip.
They've been really, really dry. I'll tell you, if we don't switch this pattern up, and I still think we will after mid-month, let's say mid-April to mid-May, if it stays dry like it is now, we are definitely going to be in trouble. Because we're going into the wet part of the LRC cycle from just after mid-April through about that third week in May. And that is crucial for our ag community. So if we don't get the moisture in the wet part of the LRC cycle, rest assured we're going to have trouble this growing season. I think we will, though. I think we'll be okay.
Maybe there's not any typical anymore, but is April, because April showers may come your way, is April typically the wettest month?
For our area?
Yeah.
I'll double check. I believe it's May, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I think it's
May. May flowers.
It's definitely in the spring, though, because it always seems as that like the best time my yard looks all season long is usually in the spring.
It is.
Then
before the dry weather hits.
The dry weather hits, and then it's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're going to do this, something you've always wanted to do but you haven't gotten around to doing. We saw you said skydiving. On our Bonnie and Friends Facebook page, what are you doing over there behind me?
Nothing.
I'm causing trouble. He's doing the Caitlin Clark thing. Are you doing?
We are. I am supposed to be going skydiving for the. I've always wanted to do it. Supposed to go when the air show gets into town. I think Kevin's lining that up.
Oh yeah, you can do that.
Yep. So supposed to go skydiving. Never done it. Had a chance to go for free one year, and the weather didn't cooperate.
The weather's got to cooperate.
That was a bummer. Yeah. So that, and then Cedar Point. That's on my bucket list as well, in Ohio.
The
roller coaster park. Yeah. I heard that's just, I'm an adrenaline junkie, so nothing beats that.
Yeah. I mean, there are some fantastic roller coasters across the country, but yeah, the one at Cedar Point, because I remember there was I can't remember what network it's on, but they've got like the top 10 of a lot of different things, and there was one episode that was the top 10 roller coasters. And seeing some of those are just amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm married because we could never go on a date. You like to do, I would be so sick going on that stuff. I Googled your Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah.
I get sick on the merry-go-round. Yeah, that's how bad my motions
are. Well, then there's no way you'd skydive, would you?
No. When I was young, I thought that I wanted to do that. But, yeah, no. That's a hard pass.
My dad, he was in World War II, and he said to me, because I asked him, I said, would you go skydiving? And he looks at me, he goes, why would you jump out of a perfectly good plane? Because you can.
Exactly. Because you got a parachute, that's why.
And hopefully it opens.
Well, you got two. Yeah, one of them better work. One of them better work, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those two are on my bucket list. Hopefully I scratch one of those off this summer. You know, the older you get, when you realize, crap. You know, time's short. Yeah. I better start scratching things off my bucket list.
Or, you either have that or the smarter you get and you're like, I'm not going to do that.
If it's my time, it's my time.
Either that or you just don't make a bucket list because then you realize how much stuff you've got left to do in life.
Yeah, but you always want to look forward to things, too. Don't you?
I just look forward to going to sleep at night. You know, so.
Getting out of here and going home.
That's what you know you're getting old.
I can't wait to get home on a Friday night and go to bed early. Woo!
Get off my lawn, too. Question of the morning, what's something you've always wanted to do but you haven't gotten around to doing it yet? If you want to weigh in on that, phone lines are open. 701-293-9000. Barb says go to London and Paris. Mm-hmm. And Crash would like to go on a wild boar hunt and see the ocean.
Nice. Well,
I've seen the ocean.
I've seen the ocean. Mm-hmm.
I've not been wild boar hunting.
I've seen both oceans.
Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that.
Yeah.
But a wild boar hunt. I mean, I'm not a big hunter, but I mean
that would be fun.
I guess the only thing I don't like about hunting would be the fact that you gotta take your kill and you gotta clean it and you gotta do all this other stuff. So if someone does that for me, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just hire Jeff Benda, hunter chef. He'll go with you and he'll take care
of
all that.
That's true. I forgot about that. He'll take care of everything for me.
You just put your feet up, Jace.
That's what I like to do.
Jeff Benda, he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:13, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, where some local golf course is opening. Big Game James McCarty will have details on that coming up. But first of all, your national news from ABC. 6:16, time now for a check on your WDAY Sports with Big Game James McCarty. You got some word about maybe one of our local golf courses opening up there, James?
Yeah, those of you who are in search of spring.
It'll be walking, of course, right away, and then depending on weather day by day, there would be the possibility of carts early on in the season. As for the Kansas City Chiefs, it looks as though they're going to be adding a quarterback to their QB room, and it'll be Carson Wentz. Per ESPN, it'll be a one-year deal with Wentz backing up All-Pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes. In 8 NFL seasons, Wentz has completed just shy of 63% of his passes for a little over 22,000 yards, 153 touchdowns, and 67 interceptions. As for the Minnesota Twins, they're going to visit the Milwaukee Brewers for a shortened two-game series beginning this afternoon. First pitch slated for 3:10 with the Minnesota and the Twin Cities native Louis Varland getting the nod for Minnesota while Jacob Junis is on the bump for Milwaukee. And the Wild, they hit the ice tonight. Welcome the Ottawa Senators to the Exxon Energy Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Wild playoff hopes are becoming thinner and thinner day by day. They enter with 9 games remaining in the regular season. They trail the L.A. Kings by 8 points for the final Western Conference wildcard spot. They do have a game in hand on the Kings, but that's still very tough to do. They're also behind St. Louis, who is in the hunt for that final wildcard spot as well. So there is no room for error these last 3 weeks of the regular season if the Wild even want to sniff an opportunity at a postseason berth. And you're going to have primetime sports tonight from 6:30 to 7 with Jason and I right here on WDAY Radio as we recap the NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Regionals and who punched their ticket in the Division I Men's and the Women's Final Fours, as we had a revenge game last night, and we've got a couple of the quote-unquote local products when it comes to Minnesota, Iowa, that will be participating in the Final Four as well on the women's side of things.
Well, I said this earlier when I did the sports, James. If the Wild, I mean, it's their playoff hopes are fading, and if that does happen, I think that allows us as Minnesota sports fans to maybe focus on a couple other things a little bit more at this point in time of the year, which is obviously the Timberwolves and their hopeful playoff push.
They officially clinched a playoff berth last night with a loss to New Orleans.
I think they actually going into last night, they had already clinched.
It's whenever New Orleans lost. I don't remember if it was last night or Sunday. But.
And then the other thing, too, is obviously you can kind of focus more in on that Minnesota Twins season, especially as they get going, because as the Wild season kind of fades out, I mean, your hockey to focus on going forward this spring is looking like it's going to be right here in Fargo, as opposed to obviously in Grand Forks, down in the Twin Cities with both the Wild and the Gophers. So, you know, you can kind of focus on maybe some more localish.
Jay's trying to be positive, but he just took a shot at anybody who's not a Force fan right there.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what I'm trying to do.
Gophers, UND, everybody. You know what? Just take a side step, huh?
Yeah, I just...
Jeez, Wild fans, all of it. This is ridiculous, man.
I don't want to talk about the NCAA hockey tournament anymore. I mean, it's really disappointing.
How about the fact we're going to let chickens into your backyards in West Fargo?
You watch your mouth.
What if your neighbors get chickens? Are you going to be upset?
Depends. Are they making nuggets?
Maybe at some point.
No, you just saying. You get fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs?
Yeah. We raised chickens. But we lived on the edge of the woods, you know, on the outskirts of town.
We had an incident when I was growing up where we had chickens for a couple of weeks, and I lived in town.
What do you mean an incident? Tell us more, James.
Well, so for those who don't know, my parents split up when I was a child.
Yeah.
And so I convinced my stepdad that when we were on vacation one time, they had chickens for sale at one of the local, you know, outdoor stores, like a Fleet Farm type store.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, they were pretty affordable. It was like $20 or something like that for a dozen of chicklets. Mm-hmm. I convinced him to get us a dozen or two of them.
Yeah.
And then he sent me home to my dad's house with them. And all I had to hold them in was basically a couple of those totes that you use to put your garden hoses in. And so I just walked into the house with them after vacation. And my dad was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I got to keep them in the house. I got to make sure that they're safe and okay."
Yeah.
And after like 3 days, they were old enough to be able to jump over this like 2.5 foot enclosure we created.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to give them to a local farmer. And my dad was real thrilled about it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he absolutely loved that excursion that we had. 10-year-old me thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I would assume so.
I remember the first time we had him. Yeah, one of my sisters had him down in her bedroom. She probably found him at some farm store too. And when they get bigger and then they start pooping all over the place.
Exactly. It was a fiasco looking back on it, but it was interesting. That's when the parental wars began, I believe.
I bet. Well, the last time we had chickens, it's like we were going on vacation. I think it was like our last big family trip. I would think I was 12, and a fox got into the chicken coop right before we went on vacation. I think we had 12 chickens left at that point. Ate them all. There was feathers all over the place. Of course, all the girls were crying because our beloved chickens had gotten eaten by the fox. They do attract fox.
But, I'm sure.
Yeah, so West Fargo's going to allow.
So we're just randomly going to have fox show up in West Fargo now?
Maybe. You can have up to 6 chickens.
Better than that mountain lion.
Permit.
Well, that might. Chickens might attract mountain lions as well. You don't know.
Obviously,
the mountains are not attracting the mountain lions.
You know what? If they're willing to travel as far as they need to get to West Fargo or Fargo, you know what? That's good for them to be able to go. They deserve that chicken or two.
We've got coyotes. The fox and coyotes need to eat, you know?
I mean, I guess. There's that.
They do. Our bucket list here, what's something you've always wanted to do, James, but you haven't gotten around to doing it yet? We've had people saying, like, win the lottery, maybe travel. Crash said go boar hunting. You're a big hunter.
Wild.
Would that be something on your list?
One of the cool, I think something that I would love to do someday is down in the Texas area. I forget what they're called, but what Crash is saying, you can do that wild boar hunting with like 223 kind of the semi-autos.
Yeah.
And some of them you can even do it out of a helicopter if you're in the right, quote unquote, kind of, not sanctuary, but the right areas where they're
Arkansas.
They're invasive and they're trying to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want, you can take home as many as you want. Or you can, I mean, because they're... In certain parts of the country, they're so invasive that they're almost...
Can you eat them?
As long as you cook them well, from my understanding, you should be good to go.
Is the meat going to be as good as your farm-raised pork?
They're a different quality. It's kind of like when you do, from my understanding, like wild turkey, stuff like that, where, of course, it's going to be somewhat different. But I've also heard with those wild boars are so many different things and diseases and stuff that you almost can't even handle them with your bare hands.
Ugh.
That they recommend that you use different gloves. But if you cook them well, I suppose. It's fine.
I mean, maybe that's, you know.
But that would be fun to do.
Yeah. One of my high school classmates, she and her son went about 3 years ago, and they had success down there, and she just said it was a trip of a lifetime. She enjoyed it.
Yeah, just any of them, whether you're doing the, where you're just kind of doing like the feeding stock ones where you have a rifle, or if you're kind of, I think the helicopter thing would be sweet if possible.
Fun.
Yeah, otherwise that, or for a bucket list. At some point in my life, I want to go to Ireland, but I'm so stubborn about those long kind of flights and stuff like that. Like,
you have issues too? It's not just
you
me?
You too. It's like, I want to go to a different country, but I don't want to fly there.
I'm claustrophobic and have motion sickness. What about you?
Someday I'll be willing to do it, but you know what? Flying to Florida or Texas, like a 2.5-3 hour flight, that's about the extent of
you're kind of antsy-pantsy too, like to sit still for that long.
I had to go to the DMV yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I was
in Minnesota, mind you, mm-hmm. over in Moorhead.
And
yeah,
the crazy. They were as nice as they've ever been.
They were
super organized, but there was a lot of people there. And I had to wait just over an hour just because of how full it was.
Yeah. It used to be bad.
I don't know what it is about
it,
but I get so anxious sitting there because it's so quiet.
And people are looking
at
you.
And you hear people whispering, and then you'll hear 3, 2, 1, and the flash goes. And there's just something about it that just raises everything in my life, like the angst and the nerves.
I'm with you, man.
And I'm just sitting there in silence, kind of like shivering. I legitimately sweat through my sheet of paper just trying to hold it.
And you're just there to get your license renewed, right?
No, it's stressful. Yeah. He's the male version of me. Listen, I'm not the only one with issues.
I don't understand it either because there's nothing about it that you would be like, there should be any nerves or anything. But I just sit there and
it's not like you had to go there and take a test.
But it gives you sweats, man.
You would think I was involved in illegal activity with how I just sit there and shake and sweat through the sheets of paper. It makes absolutely no sense.
I get you.
I don't get it.
I'm there. I'm right there with you, James.
And I don't know if it's just because it's like a state-run thing and I think I'm going to do something wrong or I'm going to forget a sheet of paper and I'm going to sit in line for an hour and a half and they're going to say, hey, where's your driver's license? And I'm like, well, this is the first day I didn't bring it with me, I guess, in 5 years.
And then
I don't know what it is.
Wait, they send you on your way, go back home and get it.
Yeah, because I went up to the counter. I was legitimately, it was like 3.5 minutes, and 3 minutes of it, I was just waiting for her to print something out for me.
Yeah.
And I still, up until that point, was just like standing there fidgeting with my hand. You would have thought that I was like involved in some weird stuff that was probably borderline.
I feel you, brother. Preach.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're the normal one amongst the three of us, apparently.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good for our listeners, I don't think.
No. And especially when we're talking about me.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really kind of
maybe we should start inviting people. We should do some type of thing with lunch. People could really see what we're about.
We really are the train wreck you hear through the radio.
Yeah, there's
pretty much.
When we say that there's issues with us, we're not kidding.
No, we're not.
It's interesting. I try and just ignore them and go about my day with you.
Yeah, you're like sort of normal. I mean, kind of.
I would not say that at all.
Well,
it's just we're out there, Bonnie. That's the difference.
You're more out there than I am.
And you're just a pain in the butt. And we both have to deal with you, whether it's James at night or me in the morning.
Sarcasm is life.
Okay, there you go. Hey, have you checked out Reese and Riley's Event Center, Reed's Event Center over at Reese and Riley's Olive Oil? If you are looking for a place to host your next event, check out Reed's Event Space. They can host your next party, be it a reunion, corporate gathering. They have an exquisite Mediterranean cuisine. Christine knows how to do it upright. Local ingredients, fresh handmade pasta, and if you need gluten-free option or your guests need gluten-free options, they can do that for you too.
So you can let Reed's Event Center host your next party, reunion, or corporate gathering. They have that great menu that Bonnie just mentioned. Casual or formal, Reed's Event Center offers a unique and sophisticated experience. If you want to book your next party, you can call Reed's Event Center at 218-303-1279, or you can visit them at reeseandrileys.com. They're located at 935 37th Avenue South, Suite 120 in Moorhead. So go check them out. Have your next event there. local food there. They even
grab
got,
to go meals. Like, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, they've got meals to go. They've also got their own oils and vinegars you can buy there as well. So just a fantastic place. Go check them out, ReeseandRiley's.com.
And Christine is so nice, and she works so hard. So, yeah, tell her, tell you heard us chatting about her here on WDAY Radio. It is 6:28. Ty Schoenert standing by in the WDAY News Center. We'll head in there next.
Time is 6:31. Time to go into the newsroom with Mr. Ty Schoenert.
Thank you, Jace. News This Hour sponsored by Consolidated Communications. Talk to Consolidated about their cloud secure service. You can learn more by going to consolidated.com/cybersecurity. West Fargo firefighters battling a blaze at Eagle Auto Parts, 1721 Main Avenue early this morning. That fire reported around 1:45 a.m. Crews finding three vehicles on fire. They did put out the flames. No buildings were damaged in this. The cause of that fire still under investigation. A Crookston man hurt in a crash, I-29 in Trail County just before 5 p.m. last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man driving a Suburban that left the interstate near Reynolds and struck a bridge pillar head-on, suffering severe injuries, taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash remaining under investigation. West Fargo Police Department releasing their 2023 annual report.
We've had a 6% increase of overall crime compared to 2022. We've decreased in crimes against person by 2.8%, but we've increased by 6.9% in property crimes and 6% in drug crimes.
Police Chief Pete Nielsen also says crime was down 7% to a previous five-year average, comparing 2023 to the years between 2018 and 2022. In total, there were more than 32,000 calls for service in 2023. The city of Fargo not passing a ceasefire resolution proposed by Code Pink and Palestine supporters during Monday's city commission meeting. The vote was 2-2. Commissioners John Strand and Arlette Preston voting yes. Commissioners Denise Kolpak and Dave Pepcorn voting against it. Code Pink says this will not end their advocacy for peace and say some on the commission may still lack the political courage this moment demands for a ceasefire. The resolution calling for a ceremonial ceasefire urging Israel to end claimed genocidal actions against Palestinians. North Dakota military service members will soon be eligible for cold weather pay.
This is additional compensation that our men and women in uniform will get now when they come north to Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of them come from southern parts of the country. They don't have all the gear we're used to having here up north.
Senator John Hoeven also says that Cavalier space stations included in that list. The increase expected to begin July 1st, 2024. McLean County Sheriff's Office using their new grappler system to help end a car chase early yesterday morning. Authorities say the chase began when a driver took off down Highway 83 from an attempted traffic stop, a deputy launching the grappler and snagging the back tire of the suspect's vehicle. Both the deputy and the suspect spun out and crashed into a ditch, the deputy's cruiser flipping in the wreck. He suffered minor injuries. Colton Lauer arrested after a brief foot chase. The founder of Minnesota-based Social Media Ministries says state law needs to be amended to include exemptions to protect religious organizations and faith-based schools against claims of gender identity discrimination.
The scary part about this one is that this blankets all faiths. It's not specifically targeted toward, like in the past, Jews or Christians. This is targeting all
Spencer Connor pushing for an amendment to Minnesota's Human Rights Act. He says the law, as currently written, prevents his organization and others from operating and hiring in ways consistent with their mission and values. And a new campaign underway at the Fargo Air Museum to save the Sabre, an old F-86 Air Force jet once used during the Korean War, will soon be on display in Fargo.
And it turns out that the Fargo Air Museum's co-founder, Major General Daryl Schroeder, actually had time in the F-86 in France in the late 1950s.
Air Museum curator Max Sabin said the old jet currently in Jamestown, he said they hope to have that F-86 shipped to them and reassembled in time for the museum's fundraising auction planned September 12th. They're aiming to raise $60,000 to help pay for the project. You can learn more by contacting the Fargo Air Museum directly. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY and WDAY Radio Now. Now.com. Looking at our forecast, we have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, with an update in the Skywatch Weather Center. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning, Ty. We're starting out the morning on a quiet note with light winds. That will change as we head throughout the day. There's a line of mainly rain showers, but there have been, it looks like there's some snow mixed in with that from about Bemidji through DL down towards Fergus, moving southeastward. So not a big deal, but just enough to kind of mess up your windshield. Other than that, behind, there's a cold front moving through the area, or about to move through the area. That will switch our winds to the northwest today. We'll see more clouds than sun, so we'll call it partly sunny. It will be breezy today with highs in the upper 40s with a northwest wind about 10 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s, and another breezy one on Wednesday. North winds about 10 to 20 and highs in the low 50s. And then more sunshine Thursday and Friday. It will warm up, mid-50s on Thursday, upper 50s on Friday. Turns windy over the weekend, and temperatures will be in the 60s, both Saturday and Sunday. Clouds more prevalent on Sunday, and a few scattered showers Sunday into Monday. But the key word is scattered. Not looking for a lot of precip out of this at all. So the dry weather continues throughout the area. I know our ag community is going to start getting worried about this if we don't get some rain here coming up before the end of the month. And like I said earlier, if you didn't catch our weather segment earlier, the wet part of the LRC cycle is coming up just around mid-April through mid-May. Now, that's the wet part of the LRC cycle. If we don't get the much-needed rain during the wet part, and again, it's not a guarantee, but that is the wetter part of the LRC cycle. And if we don't get the precip then we're looking at a different forecast as we head into spring and early summer. I do think we will see some much-needed precip, though. We've got about two storms for sure from mid-month, April through mid-May, possibly three. If we could get all three to give us some much-needed precip, that would really help things out a lot. I still think, and just looking at the LRC the other day, unfortunately, central western parts of the state are more than likely going to be in drought conditions this spring and summer.
When you say, you know, much needed, a good rain, so like if you got a half inch shot of rain, would that be a good thing? Or an inch?
Anything is good. A good inch.
Soaking inch
And not like an inch at once. We need it
like an all day rain.
Or a half day. Even a half day of rain of an inch would be great. Mm-hmm. Would be great.
Or maybe a couple of those in that
cycle.
We
need a couple of those. Yeah, we need to pick up about a 2 inch rainfall over about a 30 day period. That would help out.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're fortunate to get the rain wherever you're at, be thankful because of the dry conditions region-wide
here. Yeah, I really think, west of the valley stands the best chance of seeing drought conditions this spring and summer. That's not good news, but, you know, not much we can do to change it, so just got to prepare for it.
Did you, it doesn't say how strong the winds were, and they're also looking at maybe structure, but three people died after being ripped from their high-rise apartments by freak windstorms in China. I don't see, like, how much, but, yeah, three separate apartments, and the windows blew out, and this freak windstorm hit, and people died.
Wow.
Is it like, monsoon season?
In China, no. I mean, they're at the same kind of climate that we are. So, I mean, they're going into spring, so send me the article.
Okay. Yeah, they're just saying that like, it was a freak.
It's a freak windstorm?
Yeah, severe convective weather, whatever that means. You know what
severe
that means.
Severe thunderstorm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bizarre, though, to be sucked out of your high-rise apartment.
Especially when you're sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Good thing for Bonnie, she's awake at that time.
Another thing for me to worry about. Good thing I don't live in a high-rise apartment.
Good Lord.
I worry about things.
Come on, jeez.
6:39, Bonnie and friends, WDAY Radio. Good news about at least one local course here that's going to be opening up. Big Game James McCarty will have that coming up in your WDAY Sports in a couple of minutes. First of all, we're going to check in with ABC News and the American Ag Network.
6:45, time for a check on sports with Big Game James McCarty.
A couple of tickets were punched into the Final Four last night for women's basketball, as you now have Iowa and UConn squaring off in the nightcap on what will be Friday's semifinal, and then North Carolina State and South Carolina. Interestingly enough, you're going to have two different programs that have a pair of teams in the Final Four, NC State, both men and women, and, of course, UConn's men and women as well. in the Final Four. They're trying to, I think, one-up the Division II ranks, but it already happened, guys, so sorry. Trying to one-up the repeat champions or the men and the women there. As for one of Moorhead's public golf courses, they're set to open up later this week. Village Green, the driving range, begins to open at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. As for the course itself, it will open Friday at 11 a.m. No reservations being taken at this time. Tee times will be given first-come, first-served basis. Kansas City Chiefs adding a quarterback, a veteran at that, and Carson Wentz. Per ESPN, a one-year deal with him backing up all-pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
That's cool.
Eight NFL seasons for Wentz, just under 63% passing or completion of his passes throughout his career, as, of course, he's went from what was a franchise piece in Philadelphia winning a Super Bowl to now a journeyman-type quarterback having played. This will be his fourth team in, what, 4 years? Wouldn't it be?
Let's see. So he went from
Colts, Commanders, Rams. Rams.
Eagles, Colts, Commanders.
Well, if you consider the Eagles, then, yeah, what, 5-5?
Yeah, well, he got the job last year with
or
the Rams.
Or 5-4 or something, yeah. Regardless, hopefully he has a home for another year, and it looks as though the Kansas City Chiefs have...
Well, Patrick Mahomes doesn't normally get hurt, so he should be able
That's
to be
That's what he said.
Fine.
He's still getting paid as a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
so.
Everybody loves
I beg to differ, because the Vikings lost to the backup for Kansas City like 3 years ago.
Look, everybody...
Pat missed like 4 or 5 weeks.
Don't get
the Vikings,
my little Patrick hurt. Oh. He needs to stay healthy. I love him.
And Kermit the Frog can sit on the bench, right?
Kermit the Frog here, going for 2 and a touchdown.
Minnesota sports here this evening. Well, first in the afternoon, you're going to have the Twins heading off to Milwaukee. Not for Spotted Cow, but to take on the Brewers.
Maybe after the game.
Two-game series. Well, they probably could. Happy hour will be just starting about the time they get done. 3:10 is first pitch. Louis Varland, the St. Paul native, gets the nod for Minnesota, while Jacob Junis will be on the bump for Milwaukee. In the Wild, hit the ice tonight at the X. Square off of the Ottawa Senators. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Entering tonight, the Wild have 9 games remaining in the regular season. And they trail the LA Kings by 8 points for the final Western Conference playoff spot. They do have a game in hand on the Kings, but they're also behind St. Louis, who's in the hunt behind the Kings for that final wildcard spot as well. So things are getting tight for the Wild, and their hopes are getting thinner and thinner day by day for any bit of a postseason berth. And tonight from 6:30 to 7, we'll have primetime sports as we recap those NCAA men's Division I Hockey Regionals Plus, who punched their ticket into that Final Four. We'll talk a little bit about how we got to where we're at now for the men's and women's on the Division I side.
All right. Thank you, James. All right. Coming up, I believe it's later this month.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber invites you to Breaking the Ice at the West Acres Mall Saturday, April 6th. That's going to be this Saturday, obviously, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Breaking the Ice Summit will bring together people from all of the amazing cultures in our community to access crucial information that can improve their well-being. This event focuses on 5 social determinants of health, which are conditions that impact a person's health and quality of life. Healthcare, access and quality, education, access and quality, social and community context, economic stability, and neighborhood and environment. Not knowing how to navigate those social detriments of healthcare can cause health disparities and inequities. Breaking the Ice offers resources and opportunities to address each social determinant of health. A variety of exhibitors will be there alongside information and resources as well.
Easy enough, yeah. Just go to West Acres Mall this coming Saturday from 9 to 1, Breaking the Ice. Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber is putting it on. And if you want more details, you can go to the Chamber's website. It is 6:49, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Good morning, and thanks for being here. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman. It was on this date in entertainment history, this mother-daughter duo.
Okay.
That was kind of hard to say. Announced that they wouldn't perform together anymore because the mother was suffering from some pretty serious health complications. And that'll be one of the stories we cover in Music Flashback. You hear that every morning right around 6:56. Stand by, though. We're going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
Poor Jessica cut off today. It was on this date in 1971, this famous bandmate had his first solo single. It became a top 5 hit. Find out who that was coming up next in Music Flashback.
You know what they say about people who get around. Well, that's a different kind of getting around. They were getting around in a car, weren't they?
Can I get their number? Oh, I'm sorry. 1964, the Beach Boys recorded their next single, I Get Around. which became a number one hit. The song is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. I also requested a Beach Boys song in Sunday school once. Can we sing She's Real Fine, My 409?
I love the Beach Boys. They've been around since 1961.
I saw them in a concert in at the South Dakota State Fair when I was like well into my 20s.
I saw them at the Minnesota State Fair prior to having children there, and it was a good, fun concert.
All ages of people were there, too. Young, old, everybody.
Were Beach Balls flying around the crowd? They were at the Minnesota State Fair.
I'm sure they probably were, yeah.
Fun stuff. Beach Boys are number 12 on Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest artists of all time. They are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In 1971, Ringo Starr's first solo single, It Don't Come Easy, was released. It became a top five hit. He had a number of solo hits after his success with the Beatles, including a Photograph, Back Off, Boogaloo, You're 16, and the No-No song.
I like the No-No song. That's funny. Ringo's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once as a Beatle, again as a solo artist. He is also one of the greatest drummers of all time.
The No-No song, is that related to I Get Around as
No, 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 no. I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. That's the No-No song.
Oh, that's still not nice. In 1977, well before this became a popular song influencing cranberry juice, Fleetwood Mac went to number one in the U.S. album chart with Rumors. The album is Fleetwood Mac's most successful release. It won a Grammy of the Year in 1978 and sold over 45 million copies.
They used this in a cranberry juice commercial?
It was that dude on the skateboard drinking cranberry juice, I think.
I remember kind of somebody on a skateboard came out during the Super Bowl, but I didn't remember this was a song. Okay.
I think so.
Dreams Don't Stop, Go Your Own Way, You Make Love and Fun, among the big hits off the album. Fleetwood Mac also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In 1992, Winona Judd began her first solo tour in Midland, Texas. It came 2 years after her and her mom announced they wouldn't perform together anymore because Naomi had chronic hepatitis.
I remember their big announcement. Yeah. That was heartbreaking. You felt bad for both of them. And, you know, Winona had a successful solo career when her mom, Naomi, has performed since then after she recovered. Winona had 14 number one hits with her mom. Her first three singles as a solo artist also hit number one.
Yeah, that's not a bad career there.
I think she just got the growl when she sings.
Know.
That's why I love her.
In 2013, a grand piano used in the Motown Records studio was fully restored and put on display in a museum dedicated to the legendary record label in Detroit. Sir Paul McCartney helped fund the restoration of the 1877 Steinway, which was originally in Motown's Studio B, and used to create hits for names including Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and Edwin Starr. Wow. I don't know Edwin Starr.
Yeah, you do. Was it War that he sang?
We'll what have is to it good for?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I thought it was James Brown or somebody.
I'm thinking that's it.
Absolutely nothing.
We'll have to Google it to make sure. Wonder and McCartney's Ebony and Ivory, I haven't heard this forever, hit number one in 1982. The song makes Billboard's list of 100 biggest hits of all time. We'll have to play this one morning. I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems pretty appropriate for the two of us.
Edwin Starr hit. Now you're making me. Was it? Yeah, yay! Yay for me. It was War.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. I thought it was somebody else that sang that.
Somebody might have sang it after him, too, but that was it.
Oh, okay. You're so fancy, too, Bonnie.
Thank you. We're going to be fancy Wednesday night, you and I. Matchy-matchy.
Having a birthday today, drummer David Robinson of the Cars is 75. 18 of their songs made the Billboard Hot 100. Four of them were top 10 hits. The Cars are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
If you are having a birthday today, well, happy birthday to you, too. Now, you guys made me worry, but you and Dean say your suits might not fit the best.
It doesn't.
Does dry cleaning shrink things? Because the dress I had dry cleaned, it doesn't shrink, does it?
Look, I've never had my suit dry cleaned, so.
Well, I'm hoping my dress fits me. I might have to come up with plan B.
Here's the same person that said, oh, yeah, I'm probably smaller than I was when I wore this last year.
I hope so. Anyway,
whatever.
It's fine.
That's ridiculous. Show off.
It's fine. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 7 o'clock. We head into the WDAY News Center now with Ty Schoenert.
Dry cleaning does not reduce the size.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's like the professional cleaning way to do these things. I'd be shocked if did anything to change sizes on anything.
Oh, good. I'm fine then.
No, mine totally shrunk. My suit totally shrunk from dry cleaning. And
you have a suit for your G.I. Joe now? Is that what happened?
No, why would I have a G.I. Joe?
Well, because...
What are you, like 25?
It shrunk that much, okay?
No.
I used to have a G.I. Joe doll.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Thank you. I love G.I. Joe doll.
No Barbie dolls. No
My sisters had Barbie dolls. I was a tomboy, so I had G.I. Joe.
All right. All right.
The real American hero.
West Fargo firefighters, they battled a blaze at Eagle Auto Parts, 1721 Main Avenue, early this morning. The fire reported around 1:45 a.m. Crews finding three vehicles on fire and putting out the flames. No buildings damaged here. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A Crookston man hurt in a I-29 crash in Trail County before 5 p.m. last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man driving a Suburban, leaving the interstate near Reynolds and striking a bridge pillar head-on, suffering severe injuries. He was taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash remains under investigation. West Fargo Police releasing their 2023 annual report.
We've had a 6% increase of overall crime compared to 2022. We've decreased in crimes against person by 2.8%. But we've increased by 6.9% in property crimes and 6% in drug crimes.
Crime is also down 7% compared to a previous five-year average, comparing 2023 to the years between 2018 and 2022. In total, Police Chief Pete Nielsen says there were more than 32,000 calls for service in the year. The city of Fargo not passing a ceasefire resolution proposed by Code Pink and Palestine supporters during Monday's city commission meeting. The vote was 2-2. Commissioners John Strand and Arlette Preston voting yes. Commissioner Denise Kolpak and Mayor Tim Mahoney voting against it.
It is the commission's job to do everything we can do to make Fargo a better place. It is beyond our scope to be weighing in on national and international policies.
As Mayor Mahoney explaining his vote to the attending residents, the resolution calling for a ceremonial ceasefire, urging Israel to end claimed genocidal actions against Palestinians. North Dakota military service members will soon be eligible for cold weather pay.
This is additional compensation that our men and women in uniform will get now when they come north to Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of them come from southern parts of the country. They don't have all the gear we're used to having here up north.
U.S. Senator John Hoeven also says the Cavalier space station will be included. The increase will begin July 1st, 2024. North Dakota is set to reach 5 billion barrels of oil drilled within the next month or so. The State Department of Mineral Resources says building infrastructure for carbon dioxide will be the biggest factor in increasing the totals. When oil is produced, the gas created by its byproduct either flared or captured and transported through pipelines. As more oil is produced from the wells farther out from the core of the Bakken, statistics from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority estimate existing pipelines will have to be capped before the end of the decade, meaning oil production will decrease around that time. Democrat Merrill Pepcorn launching his campaign for North Dakota governor today, the state senator in Fargo, planning a press conference this morning to make the announcement 2 days before the Democratic NPL convention. He plans to hold another event this afternoon at the Bismarck Public Library. Four candidates launching gubernatorial campaigns. Democrat Travis Hipsher has dropped out so far. That leaves Congressman Kelly Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller for Republicans, Merrill Pepcorn for Democrats, and Michael Coachman as an independent. The founder of Minnesota-based Social Media Ministries says state law needs to be amended to include exemptions to protect religious organizations and faith-based schools against claims of gender identity discrimination.
The scary part about this one is that this blankets all faiths. It's not specifically targeted toward, like in the past, Jews or Christians. This is targeting all faith.
Spencer Connor pushing for an amendment to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. He says the law, as currently written, prevents his organization and others from operating and hiring in ways consistent with their missions and values. And North Dakota Game and Fish need your help locating active bald eagle nests. Wildlife experts say bald eagles lay eggs in early to mid-March, which hatch about a month later. The nest's easy to spot because of their large size. If you see one, don't disturb and keep a safe distance away, experts say. You can report those Eagle Nests Online, Game and Fish website. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY and WDAYRadioNow.com. Let's look at our forecast. We have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, in the Skywatch Weather Center. Rain's kind of the hope, it looks like, right, Dean? We're trying to get those rain in the forecast. There we go. Looks like
All right, there we go. Yeah, there's not much rain in the forecast, Ty. So.
Really?
Nope. Really.
Well, I know ag needs a lot in the area, too, in the dry season with the winter and all that stuff.
It's yep. We're in a dry pattern right now, and I'll be posting an article here on what the LRC is looking like, forecasting for mid-April through that third week in May. So I'm just going through the specifics right now. So that should be up on our website about 8 o'clock. Our LRC next 30-day forecast.
Is it going to have pictures?
It's going to have some beautiful pictures
like
and graphs.
Pictures.
It'll have beautiful pictures and graphs. And this is the stuff we look at behind the scenes. Mm.
So quick question, Dean.
Yeah.
If by the middle of this month we're able to get some nice rains coming in, would we be fine? Or do – if we have 2 weeks now with just no precipitation – Which we will.
Yeah. Or little precip.
Does that really just really put us behind, especially for the ag community? Or
no,
can you make
because
up
they,
for
because they haven't started planting yet. Now, yeah. We really need something by the end of the month because I think a lot of our ag community is going to be getting out there in the fields. But I mean, they're already tilling, so
yeah.
They'll be out in the fields by the end of the month. I'm sure many will be starting to plant end of April, early May. So we really need – now, we don't need a heavy rain right before they go out, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
But we need the rain. We need it in that time period between mid-April and, like, second, third week in May.
Yeah.
So after they plant, I would suspect by mid-May everybody's got most everything planted with the way this, the spring has gone. So we need some beneficial moisture,
yeah.
You know, after they plant, even before they plant a little bit. Just not – you don't want them getting out in the muddy field.
No.
That's a problem.
You don't
it's
want
all
too
about
much.
Timing.
Yeah, you got to be able to have it dry enough to get out in the field.
Well, our Christmas storm, and I keep calling it our Christmas LRC storm, that rotates back here – I've got it on the calendar and back. I think it's like May 7th through the 11th, something like there. So a lot of our crops will be in the ground by then, I would suspect, barring any cold snap. But, so then if that Christmas storm rotates through and gives us that much-needed precip, that would really help out a lot.
Would it be wise for some farmers maybe if they're in a dry part of North Dakota to pause and wait to plant by 2 weeks and hope for that – Christmas storm to come back through and get that precipitation? I mean, you wouldn't want
to
plant.
You have to worry about frost on top of it. You don't want to rush it too much.
The central and western parts of the state are, you know, they still might have to worry about, I think here in the east and into Minnesota, I think the LRC had our last frost potential the 28th of this month, I think.
Mm, okay.
Now, you know, we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'll be a little later in the central western parts of the state, typically. And, you know, who knows? This Christmas storm, what if it rips through the central part of the state? It could give the western part of the state snow and us rain. So we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. It's highly unlikely we'll have snow here in the east.
Yeah.
But, I mean, crazier things
have
happened, that's for sure. But no snow in the forecast today. There were a few, like, rain, snow showers off into Lakes Country. That's moving southeastward behind a cold front, which is passing through the area this morning. And although we'll see a break for some sunshine here this morning, we'll see more clouds come in as we head through the afternoon. We'll call it partly sunny and breezy today. Upper 40s with a northwest wind about 10 to 25 and gusty. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 20s, and a little more sunshine for Wednesday. Still a little breezy, north winds 10 to 20. Highs in the low 50s, and then we're in the mid-50s Thursday, upper 50s Friday, and we're in the low 60s over the weekend.
Woo.
Windy conditions and a slight chance of a few isolated showers Sunday into Monday. Nothing widespread. Sorry.
How come it's – yeah, you get the lovely and we look forward to 60s and all of a sudden, but windy. It's like, what's up with that? Is it just because
it's
of the time of
the
year?
Yeah. I mean, it's rare we get that we get warm weather here without the wind.
Yeah.
It's just – it is what it is. At middle of summer, yeah, but when you're – doing the transitioning season, spring or fall, to get the warm weather here without the wind, that's rare.
Mm.
That's rare. So enjoy it when we don't.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
The weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. It is 7:10, time for a check on your national news. And when we come back, a little sports update from Big Game James McCarty. Do we have some local golf courses open? Who is in the Final Four on the women's side? All that and more coming up next. AM, time for a check on your local sports with Big Game James McCarty.
All of you looking to play hooky from work.
Yeah.
Well, good news is you can at least go to the range beginning tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Moorhead's Village Green Golf Course. The actual course itself will be opening up on Friday at 11 a.m. No reservations being taken at this time, but that just means you have to go sit in line early while you're at a quote-unquote business meeting. Right. First come, first serve
basis.
Friday
will be busy there,
it will
guaranteed.
Be very busy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to drive by just to kind of see all those guys.
Then give me a call if it's not too busy.
Exactly. We can sneak in real quick. Yeah. As for some sources, Kansas City Chiefs are signing quarterback Carson Wentz per ESPN, and it'll be a one-year deal with Wentz backing up All-Pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Eight NFL seasons for Wentz at this point, completing just shy of 63% of his passes for a little over 22,000 yards, 153 touchdowns, and 67 interceptions. It's from Minnesota Sports here this afternoon into the evening hours. The Twins are heading to the state of Wisconsin to visit the Brewers in Milwaukee for a shortened two-game series that begins this afternoon. First pitch at 3:10, Louis Varland gets the nod for Minnesota. Jacob Junis on the bump for Milwaukee. As for the Wild, they return to the ice at the X tonight in St. Paul. They square off with the Ottawa Senators. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Wild have 9 games remaining in the regular season, and they trail the LA Kings by 8 points for the Western Conference's final playoff spot. They have a game in hand on the Kings. That's still a lot of points to make up, including the fact that the St. Louis Blues are right between the Wild and the Kings, trying to vie for that final playoff spot as well in the Western Conference. In primetime sports tonight from 6:30 to 7, with Jason and I, we'll recap the NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Regionals, and we'll give you a little bit of a preview and a taste of the Division I men's and women's basketball Final Fours. How many teams have both programs have both teams, the men and the women, in the Final Four?
Speaking of that, I don't know if we talked about it or not. I don't think we did. At the NCAA women's basketball tournament at the Moda Center in Portland, their 3-point line.
Yeah. I saw that. That is ridiculous.
They agreed to play with it, though. That's
That's because each team will have a half shooting at that basket. But my
still didn't make.
My point was is that I don't know how you messed that up, because when they
and it was a vendor that did it.
When they pointed it out, and then I looked at, you could look on the court and you could tell that from the top of the key to the top of the arc of that 3-point line on both sides, they were different, and the one on the left side, which they pointed out, was the one that was shorter,
9 inches shorter. Yeah,
that is a significant difference.
Big
I don't know.
Time.
I don't know how you make a court, because I'm sure they had these courts custom made for these tournament games, and you mess up and you don't have the 3-point lines exactly the same. You have the measurements. This is your job, and you dropped the basketball.
And I don't know what point they noticed, but you would have think like a coach, a manager, facilities manager, somebody would have been like, that doesn't look right.
You would have thought anybody that's ever even played basketball would have been up in the stands looking at the court going, all right, today's a big day. We've got this tournament game going on. You look down the court and go, those two don't look the same. In the heck, you would almost think that you would have a NCAA officials that would go out and measure all the things, make sure the baskets are at the 10 feet height requirement, that all the lines on the court are the correct distance, like the free throw line, everything. And it was just a significant difference. So when that UCLA or USC UConn game started last night, you could see where they adjusted the line, but the coloring, they had the inside of the 3-point line a different color on the court to kind of visually make it kind of appealing for viewers. You could tell where they had to move that line out, and then that lighter colored wood on the inside was not all the way up to the 3-point line.
Well, and this NC and State and Texas coach agreed to play, as James said. This would be like, if we got down to like the finals, this would be like an asterisk year. They would do something about that, because the 3-point line wasn't where it was supposed to be in one side.
Well, the interesting thing is that when you look back at the Olympics, when NBA players are playing international basketball, the international 3-point line is shorter than the NBA line. And I think for a while it was a uniform 22 feet all the way around the perimeter. And the NBA line is 22 feet from the corners, and it goes out to 23 feet 9 inches along the arc, right? And so when you look at that, you thought, well, NBA players are going to come in and play international ball, and they're just going to be lighting it on fire from the 3-point line because it's closer. That's not where they're used to shooting
right,
the 3-point line.
That's a big difference.
Well, and then what you noticed also in the high school tournaments is that James and I covered these high school tournaments, and they've got different 3-point lines. They had on the court in Bismarck, right, James, they had the NBA line from when they had a G League team there. And there was a number of times players were behind that line shooting their three-pointer. It would be significantly short on their shot. And that's because in your brain you see the line.
Right.
And you shoot it as you normally shoot a three-pointer, and you're way short, and it just mm-hmm. affects your shot. So it throws everything off. I had a time, there was a guy down in Sioux Falls. We played on his sport court in the backyard. He had this beautiful court back there, except for they played dunk ball rules. So you played on a 9-foot hoop. Mm. With a girls' basketball instead of a regulation basketball.
Yeah.
So, but the 3-point line was exactly the same. So if you're going to shoot a smaller ball at a lower hoop,
don't throw it so
hard.
It's
kind of like I had to shoot a 3-pointer like I was shooting a free throw. And I didn't play down there enough with those guys to really get the hang of it. It was just weird.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the two coaches agreed to play that game.
Well, each team was going to have to play on the shorter end, and you had to hope that maybe it played to your advantage when you were shooting at that end. But I normally it's not going to have too much of an advantage, but it is just really disappointing that the vendor that made that court messed up that badly.
And I can confirm, no Powerball winner. I know I brought it up yesterday or earlier this morning. Didn't think there was one. I had heard one report, and then I was waiting to see it in print. And yeah, indeed, nobody won the Powerball.
James and Janae and Dean all showed up. So,
so
I guess
did
they
I.
Didn't
Logan
win.
Bought me one, so I showed up for one.
I would assume that James would have showed up. Actually, I would assume if Dean would have won, he would have showed up in his Speedo telling everybody that he was leaving.
Yeah.
Just a guess, I'm just saying.
And I would have still came to work.
I know you would have been like, what else am I going to do now that I'm a millionaire?
I don't think I would tell anybody. There'd just be signs.
That's what I told my son. It's like, you don't like tell anybody.
I would pull up in like the Scooby-Doo van or something like that.
James would show up with breakfast burritos that have crab in them.
Yeah, there'd be signs. I like that, James.
I would have my own personal chef or something just following, just trailing me all day.
He would have someone just walking behind him, just giving him a drink of water. Just kind of like
a
boxing ring cut man. He's just got a guy following around, just like dabbing him when he sweats.
Hunter Chef
like
Jeff Benda would probably do that for you. I mean, you're going to be loaded, so why not? He'd be like, okay, yeah, we can work out a deal here, James.
Well, he seems to know some of the hunting spots, so I think we can probably work out a deal there.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to lift a finger after you kill that game. He'll take care of it for you. Tiptoe through the tulips with AI. Not that AI when it comes to the ag world, the other AI.
I don't know which AI she's talking about.
I know, I never know which one she's talking about, but I had to read through the lines there. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel joins us next. I think she does it to us on purpose. Yes. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel is joining us. Last time we talked about it, AI, I thought she was talking about artificial intelligence, and then she goes artificial insemination on us.
Yeah, she was talking about making calves.
That's right.
This time, I think you're talking the other one, right?
I am. Now we're back to artificial intelligence.
Okay,
because tiptoeing through the tulips with the other one would be, I don't even know where you're going
blush.
With that one.
Well, you think about plant breeding. You actually can kind of do that because in the past, certain plants, you had to literally take tiny paint brushes to get the pollen mm-hmm. to move it from one plant to the other. So we're not going with that process today.
Oh, that's
though.
Good.
Okay. So there's a little something over in the Netherlands. His name is Theo. And he works weekdays, weekends, and nights. He never complains. He doesn't get a sore back. He also cost the farmers $200,000, but he can go through all those fields looking for viruses that can cause outbreaks in tulips. Tulips are an incredibly beautiful flower. They're one of my favorites in the spring. And with tulips, they have a great value. And some of them are very rare as well. And so using robotics, like we see with the artificial intelligence of Theo, leads to the removal of dead plants. Those are infected, removing diseased bulbs so they don't cause further outbreaks, and really, in the long run, saving farmers money. Now, he's not cheap, but he works a lot.
Is that the one that was kind of a big white machine, I guess you'd call it, and it was the one that was going through the rows picking out the dead tulips, etc.?
Yep, they can. Absolutely, that's them.
Yep.
So it's specially made for the tulip industry, especially based on the software that's been created for it, but it has incredibly precise GPS coordinates so they can pinpoint where the flowers are that need to be destroyed.
Is that using just a camera or is it using infrared as well to pick out some of these bad bulbs and weeds, et cetera, in there?
It's using both so it can figure out which one or where that virus is, right? And it depends on the growth stage of the plant. So it will need both of those items to make that happen.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's not just the fact that we're going to see them, these little robots, being able to go down the row and see a plant out of place, otherwise known as a weed, and pick it for us. Now they're able to identify diseases and other issues and be able to help out in the fields as well.
Boy, between those and drones, I mean, talk about the technology farmers are able to use nowadays.
A tremendous amount of it. And sometimes we have to go back to a little bit of old school, and that would be the case with atrazine. Atrazine is one of our tools in the toolbox for combating kochia as a weed in the field. We see atrazine use in corn, etc. And oftentimes, comet periods open up during the re-registration of all pesticide use. And it just so happens that in recent comment periods, EPA also went ahead and reviewed their scientific advisory panel, who suggested that there were some very poor quality studies that had played a role in the agency's recommendations when it comes to some aquatic concerns. Those studies have been thrown out, again, poor quality, and now the agency is using better science and better consumer feedback in order to make decisions about this particular active ingredient. And we need to keep atrazine as long as we can, a tool in our toolbox so that we have it consistently. So thanks. I'm actually going to say congratulations to the EPA for having done a good thing right there.
Well, there you go.
That doesn't happen very often, so you should write that down. I was once on a bus trip with some customers in Washington, D.C., and drove past the EPA building. Nobody stopped and let me out to share my thoughts and ideas. Apparently that was a bad idea. So maybe another time. Now, we've been asked a few times right now if we're going to see any damage to some of our winter crops with the mild winter that we've had. Our weather hasn't had a lot of snow cover for insulating from cold temperatures, and we've had some very big fluctuations in our temps. Well, two of our annual cereal crops that are grown for forage, one's rye, one's triticale, and the cereal rye is very hardy. It can grow even at temperatures as low as 38 degrees Fahrenheit. We think that overall we are going to see that the health of those plants is okay. There are some areas of freeze damage, but overall we think they're going to be recoverable. And it's really too early to tell yet exactly what we're going to see for damage as we get closer to spring. So we're going to watch and keep an eye on it. We do want those forage crops to be successful, especially after things like the wildfires in Texas, because we know the pressure is on for people to buy hay in areas and ship it. We may want to make sure that we have a good quality forage crop here as well. So
we were talking about planting earlier with Dino, and Kelly messaged in, I bet there will be some wheat planted by the end of the week. I don't know, Bridget, you talk to a lot of producers out there. You think anywhere we're going to see some planting already starting with wheat?
I had Snapchats of a drill in the field yesterday.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there are areas where that's happening even after having snowfall last Monday. So we are indeed going to see planting. If people aren't going this week, and that's okay if you're not. I mean, I'm not putting the pressure on, but I think it's going to happen very, very soon for a lot of farmers. As you drive through the countryside, equipment's coming out of shops and sheds. People are getting it ready. Seeds being picked up. So we feel like farming's about to happen.
But don't for certain crops, I don't know if it's wheat or corn or whatever, do you not have to be as concerned about frost as your home gardener?
So when you think about like grass crops, so wheat, barley, et cetera, it's a bit more tolerant to a frost or cold temperature situation than certainly a soybean plant. And then even corn. Corn doesn't like to break its seed pod and get cold water in, even if it's moisture in the soil or rainfall. It's not healthy for the plant. It can actually drop off some of its yield. So you're right. There are some plants that are better tolerant to cold weather than others.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not plant the gardens yet.
No.
Yeah, although I bet somebody put potatoes in the ground last Friday on Good Friday.
Some people do it. It's tradition, yeah.
It's tradition, so somebody did it. So it's there. Yes, so send your questions, comments to me, ag@flagfamily.com. Happy to answer. You'll find me over on X today at BM Riedel. And while you're out cruising around the internet, make sure you stop and check on MortonBuildings.com/careers. There's probably a great spot for you on their awesome teams. They're always looking for folks who want to have upward mobility flexibility in a 100% employee-owned company, learn new job skills, and as well as great pay and bonuses. Look forward to visiting with them, MortonBuildings.com/careers.
Now, if someone wants to send you a question or anything like that, where do they do that? And also, what do you guys got coming up on Weather and Ag today?
You can email me, ag@flagfamily.com. And today on Weather and Ag, we're going to have a great friend of the show. She's sat in for me before when I've had to be gone from being on air, and that would be Sarah Lovis. She's from Hillsboro, North Dakota. She is doing the soil mapping because she's an agronomist for GK Technologies. Let's talk about what's going on with her as we get closer to spring.
Awesome. Thank you, Bridget.
All right. You guys have a fabulous day. Talk to you tomorrow.
There you go.
Ag Director Bridget Riedel joins us every morning at 7:20. And now it's time to head into the newsroom with our very own Ty Schoenert.
Thank you, Jace. West Fargo firefighters, they battled a blaze at Eagle Auto Parts, 1721 Main Avenue, early this morning. The blaze reported around 1:45 a.m., crews finding three vehicles on fire and putting it out. No buildings were damaged here. The cause of that fire under investigation still. A Crookston man hurt in a crash, I-29 Trail County, before 5 p.m. last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man driving a Suburban leaving the interstate near Reynolds, striking a bridge pillar head-on, suffering severe injuries and taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash remains under investigation. West Fargo Police releasing their 2023 annual report.
We've had a 6% increase of overall crime compared to 2022. We've decreased in crimes against person by 2.8%, but we've increased by 6.9% in property crimes and 6% in drug crimes.
West Fargo Police Chief Pete Nielsen, he does say crime is also down 7% compared to a previous five-year average, comparing 2023 to the years between 2018 and 2022. In total, there were more than 32,000 calls for service in the year. City of Fargo now passing a ceasefire resolution proposed by Code Pink and Palestine supporters during Monday's City Commission meeting. The vote 2-2, Commissioner John Strand and Arlette Preston voting yes, Commissioners Denise Kolpak and Mayor Tim Mahoney voting against it.
It is the Commission's job to do everything we can do to make Fargo a better place. It is beyond our scope to be weighing in on national and international policies.
That's Mayor Mahoney explaining his vote to the attending residents, the resolution calling for a ceremonial ceasefire, urging Israel to end claimed genocidal actions against Palestinians. North Dakota military service members will soon be eligible for cold weather pay.
This is additional compensation that our men and women in uniform will get now when they come north to Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of them come from southern parts of the country. They don't have all the gear we're used to having here up north.
U.S. Senator John Hovind speaking about that recently authorized pay increase. Cavalier Space Station would also be included in this, the increase beginning on July 1st, 2024. North Dakota set to reach 5 billion barrels of oil drilled within the next month or so. The State Department of Mineral Resources says building infrastructure for carbon dioxide will be the biggest factor in increasing the totals. When oil is produced, the gas created is a byproduct, which is either flared or captured and transported through pipelines. As more oil is produced from wells farther out of the core of the Bakken, stats from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority estimate existing pipeline not to be capped before the end of the decade, which would mean oil production will decrease. And the founder of Minnesota-based Social Media Ministries says state law needs to be amended to include exemptions to protect religious organizations and faith-based schools against claims of gender identity discrimination.
The scary part about this one is that this blankets all faiths. It's not specifically targeted toward, like in the past, Jews or Christians. This is targeting all faith.
Spencer Connor pushing for an amendment to Minnesota's Human Rights Act. That law, as currently written, prevents his organization and others, Spencer Connor's, from operating and hiring in ways consistent with what he says are their missions and values. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY and WDAYRadioNow.com. Looking at our forecast, we have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, in our Skywatch Weather Center. So, Dean, question for you.
Oh, boy.
Well, this shouldn't be too hard.
So, C.
How long until we aren't really seeing frost anymore on the ground? Is that kind of happening soon? Or
No, we still have these temperatures dipping into the 20s, upper 20s during the morning. So typically our last frost, I mean, they always say Mother's Day is safe, but it'll be earlier than that this year. I think our last frost will be towards the end of the month. I think we're pretty, at least here in the valley, we're pretty good to go after that. So at least that's the way it's looking right now. Doesn't mean we can't get snow. We could still have our last frost and still get snow, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. We've seen years
where, like, if people's tulips or whatever pop up or irises, and then you get snow, and it's like, usually it insulates, especially if they're along the house, but sometimes they can freeze and not bloom that year then.
So, but, I mean, it's been a warmer than normal winter, and obviously with a little snow, and we're going to continue. The warmer the normal temperatures as we head into spring and more than likely summer. So if you like the heat this summer, you're probably going to like it. Short term, though, we're looking at temperatures right now in the low 30s across much of the area. Winds will be switching to the northwest. Now, we've got clouds in lakes country, but from the valley westward, we're looking at clearing skies. So we'll start off the morning with sunshine, but then we'll see more clouds come in and develop as we head into the afternoon as winds switch to the northwest at 10 to 25. They'll be a little gusty today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 20s, north winds at 15 to 30, and Wednesday, we're looking at more sunshine, low 50s. And then Thursday and Friday, we'll have lighter winds, mid-50s on Thursday, upper 50s on Friday. And then it does turn windy over the weekend with temperatures in the low 60s. And a chance for a few isolated showers Sunday night into Monday, but not a lot of precip expected. It looks pretty dry over the next 10 to 12 days before we start to see a chance for precip come back shortly after mid-month.
Well, that summer heat, because Jason and I don't like it. I know. Will it be a dry heat?
We're in the Midwest, Bonnie, so no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends where you're at. I think from the valley into lakes country, probably not going to be. We'll have many dry stretches, but we'll also have, I think, some needed moisture as well. Out west? Yeah, it'll be dry heat out west, unfortunately.
My yard is not going to look good by July.
It probably won't.
It's going to be crunchy.
But you won't be alone either in that boat. Everybody is a look. Wasn't it dry last year when everybody's lawns were brown?
I believe it was a little dry last year.
I don't have a sprinkler system in my yard, and I'm not good about watering it a ton, especially where it needs it the most in that front yard where it catches all that evening sun. So
Luna can water it for you.
That usually kind of kills it off, Bonnie.
Who can?
Luna, his dog.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Yeah, yeah. No, that's
why I have so many spots in the middle of summer there. But
yeah, it happens.
I know. Yeah. All right, thank you, Dino.
You got it, man.
Well, weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated for over 40 years with 3 Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is 7:38. Got to check on national news when we come back. Sports with Big Game James McCarty, and still yet to come, your 3-degree guarantee with Dean Wysocki. All that and more coming up next.
7:40, time now for a check on your WDAY Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Some Minnesota sports happening this afternoon into the evening hours as the Twins are set to head to Milwaukee to square off with the Brewers for a shortened 2-game series beginning this afternoon at 3:10. Louis Varland getting the nod for the first time this season for Minnesota, while Jacob Junis will be on the bump for Milwaukee. As for the Wild, they hit the ice tonight. They welcome the Ottawa Senators to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. The puck drops at 7 p.m. Entering tonight, the Wild have 9 games remaining in the regular season and trail the LA Kings by 8 points for that final Western Conference playoff spot. They're also behind a team in the hunt in the St. Louis Blues. The Wild have a lot of ground to make up if they're going to be able to make the postseason, and I don't think it's very likely that'll happen. Mm-hmm. It's getting thinner and thinner day by day. Mm-hmm. It becomes more and more evident that they're going to be looking towards the NHL draft here sooner rather than later. As for the Kansas City Chiefs, they're signing quarterback Carson Wentz per ESPN. It'll be a 1-year deal with Wentz backing up all-pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes. 8 NFL seasons for Wentz with a Super Bowl ring, and he's completed just shy of 63% of his passes in his career to this point. One of Morehead's public golf courses set to open up later this week. The Village Greens driving range will open beginning on Wednesday at 9 a.m., with the course itself opening for the season on Friday at 11 a.m. No reservations being taken at this time. Tee times given on a first-come, first-served basis. And you have primetime sports tonight on WDAY Radio from 6:30 to 7 as we recap the NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Regionals. And we discuss who in Division I Men's and Women's Basketball punched their tickets to the Final Four, which programs have a team in both the men and the women being represented in Division I, similar to what we saw in the Division II this past weekend.
How about that Ryan Hartman three-game suspension for throwing a stick on the ice? You're in the NHL. You think you would be able to control your emotions. Hasn't he done this before, too?
Ryan Hartman's a very fiery, emotional guy. So he had tossed his stick in that general vicinity of the officials, and it kind of goes towards that zero tolerance for any bit of obstruction, things of that sort, or towards officials, anything of that sort. So it's a learning experience for him. It was obvious. You're going to try and talk yourself out of it. It doesn't work that way. When you see the replays, when you see the reviews, the league reviews it. And so he'll miss three of these remaining nine games, and that makes life even tougher on the Wild, who are seeing their playoff hopes dwindle away each and every single night, and now they're going to be without one of their top forwards, and a guy who, out of necessity, has played centerman for the Wild for a good chunk of the last 2 years because they don't have the depth in that position that they need, and now they're going to be even thinner with him out for the remainder of this week, basically.
And he's going to have to cough up $62,000 for being a repeat offender.
Yeah, well, he's fiery. I'll put it that way.
Yes, so. 743 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki standing by. Your 3-degree guarantee coming up next.
AM, time for your 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Dean, yesterday you said 51 was your number. Did we continue the streak? Are we at 15 days in a row now?
I forecasted 51. We hit 52.
Hey, look at that. That's what you call accuracy.
Yeah. And today, don't let the early morning sunshine fool you. Uh-oh. And now if you're in Lakes Country, you're probably like, it's cloudy here. Mm-hmm. It will clear out here briefly, and then we'll see more clouds develop as we see a northwest wind increase this afternoon, 10 to 25 and gusty. Today's 3-degree guarantee, 49. So still not bad.
No.
Just a few degrees off of yesterday, and it'll feel a little cooler with that northwest wind. And we'll have more clouds come in as we head throughout the day, too. Can't rule out a sprinkle or two, but most areas going to remain dry.
Oh, that's not bad then.
Yeah, I mean, not too bad.
It'll be mild out. Get a chance to get outside and get some walks in.
It's not snowing.
Yes, exactly.
It's not snowing.
It's not snowing. It's April 2nd. It's nice weather. You can't really complain about it.
There you go.
That is good.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Your 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Oh, okay. So you have your Luna dog.
Yes, I do.
Can your dog really understand you? Coming up, we'll tell you. His dog's mad at him twice. We'll tell you what a new study says about whether your dog can actually understand you. Word up.
Ow.
7:49 Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for being here this morning.
You're
Bonnie
welcome.
Amistadi, Jace Denman, you have to be here.
Oh, I do?
Okay. Man. Why is your Luna dog mad at you, Jace? She's been mad at you for like 2 weeks now?
It's been about a week.
You've been neglecting her.
Well, she's not happy that we haven't been on many walks lately, and I was going to yesterday, but I hate to say it. In my current age, I used all my energy at the gym to make it through a workout because I hadn't been there in like a week and a half, and so by the time I did that and then ate something and I probably overate, so I was a little bit
you
sleepy.
You should have walked with Luna.
I know
you
I should have
taken her for a mile walk, and then didn't you pry a vitamin out of her mouth or yell
no,
at her
I
or
didn't.
Something?
No, the other week, the reason why she's mad at me is that normally I have a routine when I get up in the morning, then I give her the glucosamine and chondroitin vitamins for dogs.
Yeah, for joints.
And
yeah.
You can talk to Dr. Alicia Wisniewski, who's coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Those are good for dogs. Then she gets the little greenies vitamins to hopefully not burn holes in my yard because, you know, obviously it's going to be a dry year. And then she finally gets her dental stick.
Yeah.
She wasn't eating the white ones, the glucosamine ones, because they're crunchy or whatever. Sometimes in the past I've broken them in half and then she seems to take them easier. But since that day she got scolded because she wasn't taking them like I wanted her to, and I had my toothbrush because I was trying to do two things at once because I was trying to not be late here. So she kind of got scolded that day,
every day since that day, she puts her head down and is just like, I don't want to take these vitamins.
Don't yell at me, Dad.
I know.
You hurt my feelings.
She hurt my feelings a week ago, and I haven't forgot yet. So do they listen to you? Yes. Do they remember things? Absolutely. Because there's been studies.
Oh, yeah.
There's been studies that say dogs do stuff because they know when they kind of act a certain way and they get you laughing. They like that. Mm-hmm. They like to make you happy. So that's why sometimes your dogs do goofy things, you know, at certain times, because they like to make their owner happy.
I like when they cock their head and kind of look at you like,
do you want a treat? And they go, and the one ear comes up a little bit.
Yeah, or you're an idiot, but I can't verbally tell you that. But that's the look sometimes they give you.
I like when she smiles at me because she goes, see a little bit of her teeth.
Yeah, when
like,
dogs smile.
You're like, what are you smiling about? Dad, can I have a treat again? And you're like, well, all right, I guess.
New study shows dogs can understand certain ways. The dogs can understand how some words refer to certain objects. It suggests that they can understand words in a similar way to humans, like fetch or ball or whatever, mm-hmm. sit. Researchers in Europe say they were inspired by studies about the way infants understand the world before they can speak.
Oh, yeah. You can teach babies and toddlers sign language because they can't verbalize stuff. So that's why you always did the
More. We never did with ours, but I've seen people do that with their kids. But the researchers say they figured that dogs, like babies, can probably learn things. They studied 18 dogs. The brain activity in 14 of them was different than when they were shown an object that matched a word compared to a mismatched item. That's interesting. So, like, if you say, here's your ball, and you're holding up like a fork instead.
Yeah.
Like, she knows that that's not a ball, right?
I think so. I mean, training a dog a lot of times, in my very limited experience, is that obviously you reinforce it. So when they do the right thing, they get the treat.
Or sometimes you have like a clicker that makes a noise, I know, when you're training.
When I first got Luna, you got one of those when I took a dog class with her at PetSmart.
Mm-hmm.
And you click it, and then they associate that click with good behavior, and they get a treat. So there's certain things. So like when like for Luna, I tell her to go lay on your bed. She knows that if she goes and lays on the bed, especially after going outside of the bathroom or doing whatever that I've asked her to do, if she goes and lays on her bed, that usually means a treat coming. So she gets really excited about laying on your bed.
Dogs are super smart. They really are.
I have a little bit of tough time at times trying to figure out what she's telling me, because sometimes she either wants water, she wants food and or a treat, or she needs to go outside. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I ask her, I mean, she kind of knows the difference between those questions. Like, do you need to go outside? Do you want a treat or do you need some water?
But she's mad at you this week, so you figure it out, dummy. That's exactly what she's saying to you this week.
Well, she's a woman, so of course.
And take me for a walk, would ya?
But at times, she answers kind of differently. Like, when you say, what do you want? Usually when there's a little bit of that bow or whatever, it's like, dude, I need to go outside and go to the bathroom. Mm. When she's like, do you need something? What do you need? And she goes and she runs and sits on her bed. Well, then that means I want a treat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, They answer. I mean, it's a form of communication that you have to learn how to communicate with your dog.
Exactly. Dogs, cats, they provide a lot of benefits to us, too. We love them all. And, Dr. Alicia Wisniewski, Prairie Winds Veterinary Center, joins us tomorrow here on Bonnie and Friends, 7:10, April National Dog Month. And she's going to highlight some of the top breeds. United Airlines asks pilots to take unpaid time off in May. Why is that? Find out in Money and Markets straight ahead. 7:58, checking out your Money and Markets. Opening bell rings this morning after stocks got off to a rocky start to kick off the new month.
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah, stocks slipped on concerns the latest inflation data could slow the pace of the Federal Reserve's rate-cutting timeline. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 240 points, S&P 500 lost 10, and the NASDAQ up 17.
In news that you never want to hear from your boss,
uh-oh.
United Airlines is asking pilots to take unpaid time off in May. In a note to pilots, the carrier cited delays in receiving new aircraft from Boeing. The United Chapter of Airline Pilots Association notified members it expects the company to offer more voluntary time off potentially through the summer. United previously indicated it would pause the hiring of new pilots this spring due to Boeing's delivery delays.
That doesn't sound cool at all.
No, it's just like, hey, we need you to take some time off. Okay, great. I've got, you're going to give me extra time off for, vacation.
Well, yeah, but we're not going to pay you.
Right. And, you know, maybe if you're well-established into your career, fine and dandy. But if you're a new employee, you're raising a family, it's like, good luck with that.
Exactly.
Not good signs there. More than one in every three homes purchased in February were made with cash. That's according to a new report from real estate company Redfin. New numbers come as mortgage rates remain high. That all-cash purchase rate is close to the record high of 38% back in 2013.
Jeez.
According to Redfin, the median down payment for a house is also up over 24% from this time last year. Well,
people are saving their money, getting ready to do that. Unless they're selling an old property, buying a new one, you never know. So, you know, Bonnie, we're Gen X.
Yes, we are.
Gen Z, is that the one right after us?
Because
the millennials and there's Gen, I don't even know who's who anymore. But Gen Z is stressed out about filing a tax return
of all
things.
They're stressed out about everything.
I know. According to a recent Cash App taxes survey, one in every four members of this age group say they need to see a therapist, oh my gosh, to deal with tax filing stress. Tax preparers say it is not uncommon for a Gen Z client to be filing a tax return for the first time. I mean, I understand that. Well, I mean, you know, that's the 20-year-olds, whatever, right? Often they are unaware of the basics like where to get a 1099 or even what a 1099 is. Gen Z is anyone born between 1997 and 2012, which that would include our very own Jimmy Jam.
Yeah. And
that explains a lot.
I don't know. My kids, they haven't been stressed out. They've been filling out their tax forms, but I guess to each
his
own.
There's nothing to be stressed out about it. Normally,
just get it done. Stress if you don't, you're running from the feds.
Normally, if you've done you've got your withholdings done correctly, you're more than likely should be able to get a refund, and everything is going to be just super different.
And there's people that can help you, like Jace.
Yes. Well, I'm not very good at it anymore.
We are WDAY Fargo. It is 8 o'clock. Time to head into the WDAY News Center now with Ty Schoenert.
So one of those Gen Zers, by the way. I'm also one of those people.
Are you stressed out about your taxes and you have to see a therapist?
I'm not going to therapy because of taxes. I'm going to therapy for other reasons, but I appreciate it. But yeah.
Well, maybe you should just see, instead of a therapist, you just need to see a tax professional.
That would be more helpful. Taxes probably would be helpful. I don't know if my therapist can help you with my taxes. That'd be something I'd probably not.
I don't know that your tax preparer could help with your therapy either. So both ways.
Doesn't really sound very helpful. West Fargo firefighters battling a blaze at Eagle Auto Parts, 1721 Main Avenue, early this morning. That fire reported around 1:45 a.m. Crews finding three vehicles on fire and put out the flames. No buildings were damaged. That cause of fire still under investigation right now. A Crookston man hurt in a crash, I-29 in Trail County before 5 p.m. last night. Troopers say the 51-year-old man driving a vehicle that left the interstate near Reynolds and struck a bridge pillar head-on. He suffered severe injuries and taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. That crash still under investigation. West Fargo Police Department releasing their 2023 annual report.
We've had a 6% increase of overall crime compared to 2022. We've decreased in crimes against person by 2.8%, but we've increased by 6.9% in property crimes and 6% in drug crimes.
West Fargo Police Chief Pete Nielsen also says crime is down 7% compared to a previous five-year average. That compares 2023 to the years between 2018 and 2022. In total, there were more than 32,000 calls for service in the year, though. City of Fargo not passing a ceasefire resolution proposed by Code Pink and Palestine supporters during Monday's City Commission meeting. The vote was 2-2. Commissioners John Strand and Arlette Preston voting yes, Commissioner Denise Kolpak and Mayor Tim Mahoney voting against it.
It is the Commission's job to do everything we can do to make Fargo a better place. It is beyond our scope to be weighing in on national and international policies.
Mayor Mahoney explaining his vote to the attending residents. The resolution calls for a ceremonial ceasefire, urging Israel to end claimed genocidal actions against Palestinians. North Dakota military service members will soon be eligible for a cold weather pay.
This is additional compensation that our men and women in uniform will get now when they come north to Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of them come from southern parts of the country. They don't have all the gear we're used to having here up north.
U.S. Senator John Hovind speaking on a recently authorized pay increase, also affecting the Cavalier Space Station. The increase will begin on July 1st, 2024. And the city of Dilworth saying goodbye to their community center to make way for the construction of the fire hall. All are welcome to attend the final farewell at the community center April 6th. Events taking place all day. A pancake feed kicking it off along with pulled pork lunch, bags and puzzle tournaments, a graffiti wall, and more. Community members are encouraged to share their memories of the center with newcomers and longtime neighbors. I'm Ty Schoenert with WDAY and WDAYRadioNow.com. Let's look at our forecast. We have our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, in the Skywatch Weather Center. I just saw you posted that article on the weather page, by the way.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Ty. Yeah, so check out so we use the LRC model, obviously, if you're familiar with what are you doing?
Or is what that do you just, mean?
Oh, that's a bad cord. You're yeah, good.
I'm like Jace, why do you keep cutting my mic off?
Poor Jace gets blamed even when nothing goes awry.
Sorry, buddy. I did bad mic cord over here.
I did it correctly this time. What do you want?
Yeah, check out WDAYRadioNow.com. I posted an article about the LRC, and I kind of gave you a look at this is what we look at behind the scenes. This is what we call the LRC dashboard, where we can pull up any particular day, any county in the U.S., and be able to see if when the best chance of rain and temperature wise. So I posted that on our webpage. So check out the article. It kind of goes over the next 30 days when our best chances of rain will be and when we could see some heavy rain as well. So you'll have to check that out. But no heavy rain in sight, at least in the short term for us. We're looking at a lot of sunshine. Temperatures currently in the low 30s across the area. We've had a cold front. We have a cold front that's going to be pushing through the area today. That will switch our winds into the northwest and become a little bit breezy as we head into the afternoon. And we'll see a few more clouds after a sunny start to the day. In highs in the upper 40s with those northwest winds at 15 to 25 and gusty. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. And then as we head into your hump day, we're looking at still breezy conditions with the northwest winds 10 to 20 and highs in the lower 50s. Winds lighten up then for Thursday and Friday. Looking pretty good, mid to upper 50s. And then the weekend turns pretty windy again and highs in the low 60s. So warmer weekend, but we're going to have to counteract that with the wind and only a slight chance of an isolated shower or two Sunday into Monday. But if you have any outdoor plans, yeah, don't cancel them. By the way, I didn't catch a Big Game James story. What golf course is opening up here soon?
Village Green in Moorhead. Green,
yeah. When?
Tomorrow would be the driving range, and then Friday is the course, and it's no appointments. Just show up, get in line.
First come, first serve. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I just drove by there. They had snow still in the sand, like in the shaded areas, sand traps. Yeah. So
we'll just move quick over in Moorhead.
Just don't go in the sand trap.
Just don't hit it in the sand trap, Dean. Come on.
That's good.
Pretty obvious.
Good advice. Thanks, buddy.
You know what? I mean, actually, you know, once you hit the ball and you find it, just put it in your pocket and go home. You're lucky you found it in the first place.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
The weather has been brought to you by Red Wing Shoes, which now carries Apex brand, the pinnacle of sustainability, style, and safety. It's great for heel pain, diabetic feet, neuropathy, and more. Stop into Red Wing Shoes at 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo, or you can check them out online at redwingshoes.com. It is now 8:07. We've got a quick check of national news, and we come back. Another sports update for Big Game James McCarty, and we'll find something else to talk about. Right, Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know. .11, time for a check on your local sports. James, it looks like we might have some availability to go golfing this week.
Yeah, sorry, Steve. As of tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., one of the local courses in Moorhead, Village Green, they'll open up the driving range, and it'll open for the season on Friday at 11 a.m. No reservations as of right now, so you got to get there early if you want a tee time, first come, first serve basis.
Half our staff will be disappearing.
Yeah, everybody will be, quote unquote, sick on Friday as we end up accidentally meeting up incidentally at the golf course.
Oops.
I thought you were sick. Well, I thought you were sick.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
You should have told we could have rode together. As for multiple sources, including ESPN, Kansas City Chiefs signing quarterback Carson Wentz to be a one-year deal, with Wentz backing up all-pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes. 8 NFL seasons so far, Wentz completing just shy of 63% of his passes for just over 22,000 yards, 153 touchdowns, and 67 interceptions. The Twins, they go to Wisconsin today, square off with the Brewers in Milwaukee. A shortened two-game series beginning this afternoon at 3:10. Louis Varland on the bump for Minnesota, Jacob Junis on the mound for Milwaukee. The Wild hit the ice this evening. They welcome the Ottawa Senators to the XL Energy Center. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Entering tonight, the Wild have 9 games remaining in the regular season. They trail the Kings of Los Angeles by 8 points for that final Western Conference playoff spot. And Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 tonight with Jason and I right here on WDAY Radio. We'll recap the NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Regionals and who punched their ticket to the Division I Men's and Women's Basketball Final Four. Interestingly enough, two different programs have both their men and women's teams in those Final Four teams, something very rare that has been a common occurrence this year in the Division I and Division II ranks, believe it or not.
And it's been relatively quiet when it comes to trains through downtown Fargo-Moorhead since 2008. Whistle-free zone, as we got that taken care of. But there's cases where the whistle can be blown, for instance, if they see somebody on the tracks, if there's something going on. And we have the construction, the underpass that's going into work just getting underway at 11th Street in Moorhead. So because of that, don't be alarmed. I've already seen people chattering in local Facebook groups like, why are the train whistles going? Between
train whistles. I thought you were talking about the construction workers.
No. No, they're not whistling. But between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, I mean, you'll likely hear them across the river, too. Mm-hmm. But in Moorhead, train horns will be used when workers are present. So don't get alarmed. Why are the train horns so loud? Well, why are they going off? And
well, you got to, I mean, that's why they have horns, to let people know they're coming through.
I know, but I mean, it was like you heard horns and whistles all the time back in the day, and then we became a quiet-free zone. You know, they put working on the gates so they were, you know, people weren't walking into the tracks, you know, yeah. Made security upgrades mm-hmm. there. It's become a whistle-free zone, and you kind of appreciate the quietness, and now you're going to start hearing a lot more.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to make sure people are safe. I mean, unfortunately, you know, you got to turn off a couple of those gates. You're making that whole overpass, underpass, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. So you got to do what you got to do. Make sure everybody's safe.
And I know we talked to MnDOT last week about that project, and I think it was, what, 3 years, I think, something like that, from start to finish. Something it was two to three years, somewhere in that vicinity.
It's a long process, mm-hmm. yes.
And if you live in West Fargo, in case you missed the announcement, we were talking about it earlier, you can now have chickens.
Oh, my goodness.
City Commission voted 3-2 to allow people to keep backyard chickens. You can have up to 6 chickens, no roosters allowed. You have to get a permit. It is good. Some people
is it?
Want, well,
I got to have me them fresh eggs.
We raise chickens on the outskirts of town. Some people don't like them in town. They
Please note, outskirts of town, not also, in the middle of West Fargo.
I talked about the fox getting into them. Coyotes like them. Skunks like them, too.
Skunks like chickens? Ugh.
Yeah, but you have to keep, you know, keep it clean. And you want to be respectful of your neighbors who might be next to you. And don't be squealing, calling the cops, squealing on your neighbors if they have these chickens.
Jim's got chickens in the backyard. I've seen them.
Chicken complaints are not going to be handled by cops in West Fargo. That'll be taken up with city code enforcement officials.
You just said the cops are not going to handle chicken complaints?
No. Have you heard that before?
Well, maybe. I can't confirm nor deny.
Just wait till your next door neighbor gets chickens, and then you're calling the cops. You're complaining about the chickens
and
stuff.
Yeah, everybody telling that neighbor.
There you go. I think a lot of people, those who want to raise chickens, I mean, they're doing their research, you know, mm-hmm. how to take care of them. I think for the most part, I mean, you can have issues with people with dogs on top of it. I think for the most part, those that want to raise chickens, you know, either for the eggs or to eat them or whatever, I think you can't butcher either. That's the rules in some of the...
What, in your backyard?
Yeah, which we could in the woods where I grew up. We butchered our chickens and ate them, and they were delicious. Thank you very much. But I think most people are respectful and they're doing their homework about it. But you're obviously going to have complaints and you're going to have issues. You know, not everybody's going to be happy about it. And
I would agree with that.
Make a chicken run. We had chicken runs for our little chickens to run around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you put like feet out there. It was fun raising chickens as a little kid. But then they can be mean, and same with turkeys too. Like they call it hen pecking. And so they'll pick on one or two of them, and you'll see them, like, they'll be bald, either their butts or their heads. There won't be any feathers there because they get in little chicken fights. Where'd you think hen pecking came from? You think it was just your wife? Jeez. Yeah.
Well, now we got to worry about unsanctioned chicken fighting now going on, I guess.
No, cockfighting. I mean, that happens, too, across the country where people, you know, not everybody's always on the up and up with stuff. But so no fighting allowed. No cockfighting, but if you want to have chickens, stay tuned on that. City commissioners voted to allow backyard chickens, and again, you have to get a permit. You can have up to 6, and You can read more on the ordinance. The meeting was just last night. So I'm sure that'll be something Jay Thomas will be squawking about on his show. I don't know if he's for chickens or not. He's a West Fargo guy.
Well, it depends on how close the chickens are. It's always about the NIMBA, not in my backyard.
And, you know, if you're going to have them, then just be clean about it and clean up just like you would with your dog. You have to clean up to keep odors down and not to attract animals and rodents and other critters.
Well, you
got to
clean up your backyard if you got a dog, because otherwise you can't run around in the backyard with the dog. Although we got landmines everywhere.
Well, chickens are the same, too. I mean, it's littler. It's not like Canada goose big, but still, it can be dirty in the feed. And like I said, I mean.
Well, you got to clean your chickens. Coop or whatever. I mean, I think my brother and his family, they had a couple of chickens for a while just for eggs and stuff. And I mean, and sometimes it just ends up being a pain. I don't know if they kept them when they moved closer to town in here in the last year or so when they switch houses. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of extra work. So I'm just like, well, I mean, if that's what you guys want to do, then have at it.
Yeah. More recently, you know, we raised them growing up, chickens and turkeys. But more recently, my brother had them probably, I don't know, he had them probably for 10 years. He lives across from my mom and dad. And he decided after they, you know, done laying eggs and they butchered them and ate them and stuff that he didn't want anymore now. So he's been chickenless, I guess, for like at least 3 years or whatever. But yeah, chickenless. When you live out in the country or the outskirts of town or the woods, you can raise animals like that too.
I just like your chickenless. Term. Chickenless.
Chicken run. Hen pecked. Who you calling a lady punk back at you. No, so, I mean, there's more communities that have been passing ordinances, too. So you'll see more and more chickens. When I go up north to my mom and dad's, just outside Hibbing, so it'll be like rural Hibbing, Jay Thomas's hometown, there's like free range. Like they're running around in somebody's yard out along the highway and stuff. I think that's cool, like when you can free range them.
Really?
You don't have to pen them up because you live outside city limits, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
You're just not behind the chicken, but you sure love Chick-fil-A and your chicken
absolutely.
Nuggets.
I love to eat chicken. I just don't want to have to raise it. I mean,
you don't have
to. Free-range chicken, how do you get them to come back? I mean, you get them trained so they know where the food is?
They know where the food is. They're no dummies.
Well, they're not the brightest, they're not the sharpest tool in the shed.
But have you ever had fresh eggs from the farm or from chickens? Delicious. They are. They're not the same as the grocery store. The egg is a lot more yellow, and they taste delicious.
I've had fresh eggs from cows before, Bonnie.
No, you haven't. Cows aren't laying them. You've never had chickens fresh from the farm? You can buy them.
I know you can, but I just I actually, one of my friends, more of a friend of a friend, but she does. She's got chickens and raises them to have eggs, and she sells eggs, you know, locally. So
yeah, there's a lot of different businesses here that they stock them. You can go get.
You know my taste buds. I wouldn't notice a difference. I'd be like,
I know,
yeah,
he
whatever.
Just inhales. It's
I'm just like, is it a cost the same or not?
And he doesn't take time to savor it. It's just it's fuel.
I don't have I don't
basically
have,
it's fuel.
I don't
for
have
you.
That kind of time. Mm. Plus, if something's really good, then you just wolf it down. You're just like, oh, it's good. I wish I had more.
Turkey eggs are bigger. We used to eat those, too.
Ostrich eggs are bigger still, Bonnie.
I've never eaten ostrich egg, but my mom did painting of Ukrainian eggs. Beautiful, beautiful work. So she's got her Ukrainian eggs. You take – it's that you have certain tools, but you have wax, basically. And you make a design on there, and then you dip it into, like, food coloring like you would do Easter
Are you coloring
eggs.
A chicken egg, or what are you doing?
No, I'll dig up a – Well, chicken.
What is a Ukrainian egg? Is it just a chicken from Ukraine?
No.
What are Ukrainian eggs? That's all I'm asking.
They're beautifully. Google Ukrainian eggs here and you'll see. I'll show you a picture of my mom's work. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. But she would do more than chicken eggs. Like a pullet is a really small bird. So she would do pullet eggs. She did ostrich eggs. Those things are massive. Yeah. Turkey eggs as well. So she had all different. But when those things.
Are they empty? Have they taken the yolk out of them?
No, some people will, but traditionally, no, you don't hollow them out. And if one of those things blows, holy Hannah. Oh, that happened one time, like at Thanksgiving time, and the house smelled like rotten eggs for weeks after that. But no, absolutely.
Wouldn't you want to
like
hard boil them or something first to make them?
No, because that's not the traditional way you make Ukrainian eggs. Did you find a picture?
Yeah, I mean, they're decorated eggs. I mean, they'd be fantastic for Easter.
My mom takes hers out every Easter, and some of them. So my oldest sister Liz is 67.
Yes.
My mom has an egg that Liz, as a toddler, stuck her thumb through, and then my mom filled it with. It was a beautiful one that her mom did. So my grandma did it. Liz stuck her thumb through it when she was like two. My mom filled it in with wax.
Yeah.
So that Ukrainian egg that my mom still has and puts on display every Easter is over 70 years old, probably close to 80 years old.
But, I mean, they sealed it up. So, I mean, they still got actual egg yolk in the
center. No, they eventually dry up after. I mean, it takes a long time.
You always say when your eggs dry up.
Yeah, but it takes years for the yolk to actually dry up. But if those things blow, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Isn't there a style of eggs where people put them so basically they ferment and then they eat them later? It's not in the U.S. It's some other country where they like 100-year-old eggs like in China or something like that.
I think I've heard something like that before.
Yeah.
I don't know. But rotten eggs, I mean, just like Wilbur in Charlotte's Web, didn't they have an egg that blew up in there? I think they did. And the smell.
I'm sure if you got a bad egg that's not
a
viable embryo that you'd be able to eat or whatever,
they stink.
You
know, they just...
Yeah. 100-year-old century egg. Century eggs are also known as alkalinized or preserved egg. They are Chinese egg-based, a culinary dish made by preserving duck, chicken, or quail eggs in a mixture of clay, ash, salt, quicklime, and rice hulls for several weeks to several months, depending on the processing method.
You were more interested than mom's Ukrainian eggs.
Well, your mom's eggs are a lot prettier. These ones, you should see them. They do not look edible.
See?
Yet they are.
Look at that. That's my mom's display. I'll put it on her Bonnie and Friends Facebook page.
And you never accidentally cracked one when you were a child?
Oh, we broke them as kids. But, yeah, they're pretty cool. This is the one that's 70 years old right there that I'm showing you.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you very much. 8:23, Coffee Club is going to be sliding in a couple of minutes. We'll find out what they have planned on today's show. Right now, we kick it to the American Ag Network.
It's like, who cares? 8:27 a.m. on a Tuesday. Janae and Ronnie from the Coffee Club join us now. How you guys doing?
What up, home dogs?
What up?
Word.
Good morning. To the mother. Wasn't that the 90s thing?
Yeah. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello.
How's it going down there?
Pretty good.
Well, sun's shining. We can't complain, right?
Yes.
Nice out. It is very nice out. Mm-hmm.
So nice out. Might leave it out.
Just 3 days from now, I'll be traveling to the land of the north.
Yeah, you can do some curling up there.
Yes.
You gonna come back saying "eh"?
Up there in Canada. I've never been up there long enough to adopt the "eh". Yeah.
All I know is my husband and I, before we had kids, we went tubing down the Apple River in Wisconsin, and the people next to us were from Canada, and we had to ditch them after about 2.5 hours because everything they said ended in "eh".
Eh.
Eh. Eh? They drove us crazy, so as soon as we went over a rapids, we made sure we got out of the way because they drove us crazy.
You know, is it by Red Lake Falls? I've heard they have a really nice tubing place, which is only a couple hours from here. We should do that this summer.
If it's anything like, you know, like the Otter Tail River.
No. I won't do Otter Tail anymore because I feel alone. No, I heard it's really nice up there.
You're asking a germ freak to go tubing with you.
Oh, come on, Bonnie.
There's things in the river.
No, all of us should go.
Okay.
Don't worry. There's only any one of.
Why do you talk me into stuff all the time?
There's only any one of 165 different things in the water. No big deal.
It's fine.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. They found my allergy pill on the floor, and then they give it to our manager because they think somebody's dealing drugs. It's just like, throw in the garbage. I'll get another one out of the bottle.
Call Cassidy's insurance department. Have them check it out.
But before Ronnie Googled it, we didn't know what it was. What if it was somebody's important heart pill or something like that?
It's just fine.
Well, if someone fell over, you would probably be able to put it together.
And now that six of you touched it, I'm not eating that. Just throw it in the garbage. I'll find me a new one.
Technically, I think just JT and I touched it.
Jay with Thomas. A napkin. OJ wouldn't touch it, would he?
No.
Findapill.com.
And I picked it up with a napkin because I didn't know what it was.
You guys are, really? Like, who do you think is dealing drugs up here? There's only, 15 of us up here?
We have people that come
worry.
In and out of
it
here.
It wasn't blue. Everything's fine.
Well, then we know where that would go.
I mean, well, we knew it wasn't Dean, Jay, and Ronnie, so that about narrowed it down when it wasn't blue.
Yeah. Before we get in trouble.
Those pills.
The leave is blue. I can see the confusion.
Wysocki always has a leave in his pocket. Okay, what are you guys doing on today's show?
Are you sure that's what it is?
I'm trying to get out of here before I get us all in trouble.
Well, I was going to say a leave. It's fine if the effect lasts more than 4 hours.
Exactly. It's supposed to last for 12 right. hours.
Guys, yeah, we're going to get in trouble.
There is a blue pill under there. I think it's an M&M, but it's blue anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, by your foot under there.
There is!
I told you.
This is where Dean stands.
There you go. Enough said. What's coming up on the coffee club today?
Well, we're doing something super fun. A couple weeks ago, Ronnie and I were talking about North Dakota, and we were talking about North Dakota facts and some history things. Oh, we were talking about our governors, too.
Yeah.
That we've had from years and years go by. Well, we then discussed when we learned about North Dakota, and for me, it was in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And then we did our North Dakota trip with our fourth grade teachers. So my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Tucson, is joining us today, and we are going to get quizzed by him.
See if you, on North Dakota. You retain.
Will it be
like
multiple
that.
Choice?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He put it together, so we're going to talk to my fourth grade teacher.
Or true or false, that's
and
even
he's
easier.
He's going to quiz Ronnie and I on our North Dakota.
That there sounds like doing fun. That.
And Tuesday, Nonprofit Day of the Week, thanks to Luther Family Ford. And this morning, we're talking with the Jeremiah Program.
There you go. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. That's straight ahead. Jace, let's bail.
All right, you betcha.
You bet. 8:31, let's head into the WDAY News Center now with Ty Schoenert.